listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
I want to tell the whole world about a friend of mine. This little light of mine, I'm finna let it shine. I finna take y'all back to them better times. I finna talk about my mama if y'all don't mind. I was 3 years old when you and I moved to the Shy late December. Harsh winter gave me a cold. You fixed me up something that was good for my soul. Famous home chicken soup, so I can I have another bowl? You work late nights just to keep on the lights. Mama got me training wheels so I could keep on my bike. Hey, welcome to the Blackout Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen.
And we're in the house on a Tuesday. Going up on a Tuesday. It's a very special Tuesday, man, because we saw Star Wars today, but we can't tell you how good it was or how bad it was
until Wednesday,
until midnight
tonight. Yep.
Can't even tell you.
Mm-mm.
I wish I could tell y'all. I can't.
Nope.
Was it people there at the screening with props, like Star Wars props?
No, it was lightsabers. It's film critics, not fans.
Yeah, so they say a bunch of old white folks.
And that's another reason that it's such a special Tuesday. We have a guest, as you guys can hear by his rude interruption. The one that only...
I introduced myself. This is Justin. Thank you.
Jay Trump. What's up, dog?
Yeah, the most controversial guest of all time. Every time you come back, because you premium, you always see Justin. But if you ain't premium,
right?
A lot of people, this is their first time meeting all your light-skinned gloriness. And we always get a little like, Rod, are you really friends with him? Like on the feedback show.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't been here in a while. Well, let me go ahead and drop a secret then for the people that may not know. They undercover Muslim terrorists.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We actually out here trying to get big gay Jew money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to get it all. Now, of course, I mean, Justin, I mean, how have you been? I mean, I've seen you in a while, you know, but the regular non-premium, non-responsible, don't want to pay members have not heard from you in a long time. What's been up with you?
Let's see, things I can say on the air.
On the air, of course.
I haven't been coming up with any government plots. Mm-hmm. That's my only thing I can say that I have been doing. Outside of that, man, I've just been enjoying life. That's really all I've been doing, enjoying life. Whooping people ass in fantasy football. One this week.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, I'm enjoying myself. Trying to work on not getting tan for the wintertime.
I know, because it's 80 degrees outside.
I know, it's nice and warm outside, but you know, I love it. I'm trying to make sure I get pale.
I don't need no goddamn snow for Christmas. I am fine with shorts.
Mm-hmm. Well, trying to get my little Kim on, you know, getting lighter and lighter.
I'm glad you could come back, man. I'm glad you could, because Justin's going to be going on vacation in a minute, so we actually got to move up Balls Deep to Thursday this week. And, you know, after that, I don't know what we're gonna do for the next week. We might just take a week off of Balls Deep. We'll see. If not, I'll do it with Karen or figure something out. You guys know how we do.
You know, I'll be here to represent. I won't be as ratchet as Justin, but I'll be, you know, I'll substitute out, you know.
You say as ratchet. Karen, they know you pretty ratchet on this show. They listen to you regularly. Mm-hmm. They know you will cuss a motherfucker out quick.
The official,
that's the reason I sit by the door.
The official weapon of the show is
the tasing. That's only because of the size of the room, trust me.
And an unofficial sport
is bullet ball.
And bullet ball extreme.
And today marks day 363 that Bobby Shmurda has been locked up in jail.
Free this nigga.
Bobby Shmurda still locked up.
Okay with him being locked up.
I'm not. I get links every day.
Roger finally convinced me I'm not.
Mm-mm. Scourge of the community.
I get links every single day that he's getting out, that the bail is on the way, he made bail. And it's always from some non-reputable source. Let me know when it's CBS.com, CNN.com, ABC.com, somewhere I can trust. Because HipHopDaily.com ain't a real site.
No, it's not.
They keep sending me links to stuff like, it'd be like RatchetCrime.com, Bobby Shmurda getting out. I'm like, that the link don't even work. It just send me to spam.
But now, is he still in jail because he need bail money?
He's in jail because they won't lower his bail.
Well, why hasn't his people started a GoFundMe?
The company won't bail him out.
They the fucking worst.
You know what I mean? Like, it's really their fault, man.
And he signed the babyface. I feel like that's a babyface move.
Yeah. Yeah, he signed to LaFace, I think, or whatever the one that Pebbles fell out with. Like, it's just such a shady move.
Yeah, that one, the one that stole all TLC money.
He made them all that money off of that hot nigga.
Right.
And this is how they do him? Come on, man.
Did he still get royalties off of that?
Not sure, man. By the way, some people out there probably wonder why we always say Bullet Ball at the beginning of the show.
Right. We always get that question because we have.
It's been a while since we've talked to, but first, let me just say this.
My favorite time of the year. I like these recaps.
This show is brought to you by Bevel. Bevel is the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Step your shave game up and say goodbye to razor bumps. All right. Somebody out there right now got the irritated skin.
Yes, they do.
Irritated face. You know, they don't want to go on Bevel and deal with all the pain of doing it themselves. So why don't you do it for them? Go to getbevel.com today. Put their address in. Send it to them. Use code TBGWT and you can get 20% off of your first month at getbevel.com. That's GETBEVEL.com. All right. Now, why do we always bring up Bullet Ball?
And Bullet Ball Extreme.
Bullet Ball is a game that is invented by Mark Griffin, who many people have seen for the first time on a TV show called The American Inventor, I believe was the name of it.
Yeah, I think it got revamped to Shark Tank, which is similar to it.
Shark Tank, American, one of those type shows. You know, you go on, you tell them about your invention, and then they tell you yes or no. Here's Mark Griffin's, when he came on. This
nobody has given up more than Mark Griffin.
I quit my job and sold all my possessions that I could sell and found myself in food pantries and sleeping in a car. It's not about the money. It's about my game is going to be an Olympic sport. It's just that good.
And how are y'all doing today?
How you doing? Good. How are you today?
I'm excited. This is my dream come true. My name is Mark Griffin, and I'm the inventor of Bullet Ball and Bullet Ball Extreme. Bullet Ball is a...
Now, Mark came out in a green one-piece jumper, like a scientist. This is like what scientists in the future wear, I would say. Am I frozen on y'all screen or am I moving?
Frozen?
I'm frozen? Okay, hold on. Let me refresh. Let it go. What be on top of that, Karen? Appreciate you.
Sorry, the bullet ball was in front of your face.
No, I was frozen before I put it up. That's cool, though. That's cool.
I didn't know this, sir.
That's why I sit by the door.
She's probably on Facebook.
So I remember that time I accidentally was not at this time. Broke Karen headphones, and I was like, Ryan, what am I gonna do? I was scared.
All right, so now I'm back, I think. Am I back?
Yes, on y'all's you are.
Screen? All right. For some reason it's moving slow on my screen. Let me see. Okay, there we go.
Smart, man.
All right, so let's get back to Mark and his adventures in his green one-piece jumper.
High-caliber table game designed for the 21st century lifestyle. Just like other sports with international appeal, such as basketball, soccer, and ping pong.
And ping pong.
I feel like he should have did a little more research, but I like that. One thing I didn't notice until just now, you can already hear the desperation in his voice. Like this pitch doesn't sound confident. Like, you know what, fuck it, if y'all don't take it, I'll go somewhere else. This sounds like it's his last chance. Like, it's just that, it's that tremble in his voice. He's like, such sports as soccer and basketball and tennis and ping pong, please come on, man, I'll suck your dick.
So is this a sport or is it more like
a
game?
It's a sport.
Like Monopoly. That's where he messed up at right there.
Is ping pong a sport?
That's where he messed up at.
International appeal, such as basketball, soccer, and ping pong. It is our vision that one day bullet ball will become an Olympic sport.
Who is the week?
Please explain.
it's our vision.
Who is the we?
That someday we, I'm assuming we is the people who stuff he's pawned.
Cause his wife left him.
Right. Well, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you pawned that ring. That's the end of that love affair.
We is all the people that, you know, depended on him to get this money, to get the money back from the loans they gave him. If I let you borrow $5,000, you can't pay me back. I feel like when you pitch your product, it needs to be we. It's both of us now.
I'm invested.
I'm an investor at this point.
That's the other thing, man. How many times did he go to his friends and say, this is the last time, I promise. I got a guy.
Nigga.
He's good for it.
How many things has he not been invited to in his life? Because people like, man, don't bring, come on, not Mark, man. Come on. You know he gonna bring out that damn table. Try to make us play the game. Then he gonna start trying to sell it to our kids. Telling them to come get their daddy so he can get a couple $100. Don't do it.
Because we don't want that shit.
You know he don't shower. He been sleeping in that damn car.
How the game works.
Do you want somebody else to play against you?
Absolutely.
I'll play. I love games.
Now he got a bike. This is a nerdy looking white dude. He says, hey, I'm an investor. I'm willing to come play the game with you. And I feel like this is a good move on Mark's part. Because you get one person play, they have some fun. Now they're like, hey, I want to buy this game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, this is but you didn't describe the guy's shirt, though. This guy has on a Hawaiian shirt at a business meeting.
Yeah, nerdy.
Yeah, and some jeans.
Yeah.
Like, but he's in Mark's demographic is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, he is.
Game is to get the ball past your opponent.
Okay.
By utilizing your forearms and or hands.
Okay.
Okay. My point.
Mark is already up 1-0.
He whooping this dude's ass.
And it took him about two moves to score on the guy.
Right. And he ain't gonna light on him, y'all. He like jumped in on 10.
There's no scoreboard, by the way.
Mm-mm.
Which is something that the table hockey people figured out a long time ago. You need that scoreboard.
You bet, yeah. So a little net or something to catch it when it rolled off.
Right.
Okay. My point.
That's the second point. At this point, everyone's looking around because they don't know what exactly is a point.
And what the
fuck? It was not a point.
Right, because he's not explaining shit.
My point.
Okay. Now, that one was where he lost me. Did you see the follow through on that stroke?
Yeah.
Like, that was pure arrogance and swag. Like, he backhanded that shit so good. Like, he backhanded like when Ike used to slap Tina.
Oh,
like he looked at the flick of the wrist after he did it.
Okay, I get it.
That's bullet ball.
Now
that's bullet ball.
Did y'all hear that?
Did y'all hear that wonderful explanation of him whooping that man's ass?
Like the ball, like nobody knows what bullet ball is after that, but he is convinced that he just showed him.
Hey man, he really did say it. Like he just won the gold medal. But that's your ass. Yeah. That's game.
Hey, you know what it is, yo? They need to do his life story on Lifetime, and Sinbad need to play him. Like the actor, Sinbad.
Oh, man, that's a great.
That'll be good, right?
Yes.
Get him that One Piece green thing, man. I'll watch that.
It'd be perfect.
I'll live tweet that. Do that, Mark Griffin.
How much have you invested in this?
I had this vision 26 years ago.
What happened when you got this vision? What were you doing?
My ex-wife and I, we were sitting there drinking wine, having conversation, rolling the cat's ball back and forth across the table. The ball became faster and faster.
Now, for the record, it sounds like maybe they was having an argument or maybe she was sick of his shit. I mean,
right.
The faster, when she started rolling it back kind of fast, it's probably time to stop.
Right, because that means she getting serious.
Yeah.
Why he competing?
Hey, it's like competing everything.
Now, I will whoop my wife's ass in some Uno.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Uno is a tidbit different, dog.
But she knows that you're playing Uno.
Right, right.
Yep. If you just roll the ball across the table, and then she roll it to you, then you roll it back fast.
Talking about my point.
Yeah.
She gonna be like,
well, that's what I was gonna say. But if we playing basketball together, I'm not trying to block her shots. I'm not trying to get all the steals.
Well, she don't even know. But that's the thing, Justin. I'm saying she don't even know y'all competing.
That's my point.
It's like
what
if you
is
take,
he doing?
It's like if you take her out to just shoot around at the basketball court, and then you start blocking her shots and being like, my point. She'll be like, what? Baby, I thought we was just talking.
So, well, wait a minute. If we're going to play this game, we need some rules.
Mark, 26 years is a really long time.
Yes, it is.
Tell me what you have put into this game over those years. Where are you now?
Now, I feel like
this is the litmus test to me on if you can fuck with the show or not.
Right. That pregnant pause right there. Guys, things are about to get a little serious, okay? Let's see how you guys handle the next minute of dialogue. Because I feel like if you think that this is a sad, pitiful win, then maybe this isn't the show for you to be listening to.
Where are you now?
I quit.
That laugh right there is so good, too, by the way. It's you know he about to say, he like, God damn, I got to tell the story again.
Yeah.
I quit my job. I decided that, 80% of inventors take their invention to the grave with them. And I decided that that was not going to happen to me. I've sold all my stuff, traded my Saab in for a 92 Volvo station wagon with 300,000 miles, sold my...
That's when his wife was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Right, we going from drinking wine at the house to a 92 Volvo? Mm-mm.
When he came in with the Saab, when he came in with the...
I bet you that was her car,
with
too.
The Volkswagen, he was like, it's got 300,000 miles
right,
on the baby.
They had two cars, and he went down to one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Volvo station wagon with 300,000 miles. Sold my wife's wedding ring.
Without her permission.
You think he tried to cook the cat?
Maybe
it's just a little
they like that eating grass sandwiches and shit. Hey man, listen,
she came home and one day
you're a married man, Justin.
Pretend to be.
When your wife says go ahead and sell the wedding ring, what do you think that means? What does it mean to you? Does it mean she's on board with the plan? Is that how you read that? Oh, baby's in this with me together.
Now that gotta be some real convincing for her to be like, we in this together. Yeah,
does this sell it because we upgrading? Like,
right.
Is that
right? Because if that's the case, that's a whole nother story.
It's selling because you don't need both. We upgrade to a completely new ring.
We just adding a bigger diamond on.
You upgrade to a whole new ring.
Selling it so that I can continue my dream of selling my game in my new station wagon that I just got.
Dream.
We'd have had a conversation long before you could sell my ring about the problems. It wouldn't have got that far.
Like, that's a trap. Anytime you like, baby, I know I sold the Saab. And I got the station wagon and I quit my job, but if I could just sell your ring and get the money from that, I feel like we can make Bullet Ball a success. If she takes her ring off, puts it on the table and says, go ahead and sell it.
Oh, that's the end of
y'all marriage. That was your divorce. You just missed it.
It ended before he asked though.
Yes, it did.
Oh, of course. But still, that's the moment that you go back to in your mind. You be like, I don't think she was talking about that ring. I think it was a little deeper than just selling a fucking ring.
Put everything up into what I could get in that station wagon and drove to Chicago.
If you sold everything, what do you have now?
He got Bullet Ball, woman.
I have Bullet Ball.
Right. He got Bullet Ball woman, he invented this. He created something a legacy on this earth.
She put that ring on the table. Pawned it. And after that, he didn't say we left. He said, I got in the station wagon and I drove.
Can you just count the seconds between how long it took him to answer that fucking question, though?
A long time.
If you sold everything, what do you have now?
1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005. 1,006.
I have Bullet Ball.
It took him 6 seconds to come up with that. He was like, don't cry, don't cry. Don't cry, Mark. Don't you cry. I wish we could be his inner dialogue. Don't cry in front of these white people, Mark. This is your only chance to sell Bullet Ball. Come on, baby. You can do it. You got Bullet Ball. You got it, dog. You just say you got Bullet Ball.
He probably believed that in his mind, if he get this sale, he can get his ex-wife back.
Oh yeah, I feel like he.
Oh, that woman done married, had kids, and been on with her life.
I feel like he thinks that about everything. You know what I'm saying?
Get his friends back.
Yeah, like I get it all back. I just gotta sell it one more time. Just get it all back. I was his friend on Facebook till he got rid of me. I really was.
I remember.
Oh, he got rid of his page. Yeah.
No, he got rid of me. He kicked me off the page.
Oh.
I don't even know what I did.
I remember when you added him.
I remember when I added, tried to get him to come on the show. He didn't want to do it. He was hating.
I don't even have a home to go back to. We're staying in my car.
Who's the we?
Who is we?
him and the cat.
You and Bullet Ball?
I bet you it's his son.
He making love Bullet Ball.
It's him and the cat or him and Bullet Ball.
That man touched that boy without any sanitary gloves.
His
wife is not standing in that vehicle. I can promise you that.
He got a little hole in that Bullet Ball table.
Mark, what would happen if we say no?
You don't understand.
All my life. You don't understand.
No. Fuck you mean no.
No is not an option.
Did security check him for weapons?
He got all them folks nervous up front.
I'm nervous. I'm not even in the room.
You don't understand. If you say no, I'm gonna blow my brains out. I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna kill you and every last motherfucker in this room. Is if you say no. So I mean, I suggest you say yes, motherfucker.
This might be why he offended
you. They already said no because he basically whooped that dude's ass and had no explanation of how to play the game.
She didn't want to just say no. They so worried about his life. They had to really be like. If we say no, you're not gonna kill yourself, are you?
Right. They had to be sure they cover all their legal bases.
You don't understand. All my life, I felt like I needed to do something, take the risk, and do something for myself. This idea is mine. This is my dream come true. It will happen. It was destined to be. And we're gonna make it happen one way or the other. That I guarantee. Yes.
Mike. Personal thing from me to you is you can lose everything, but whatever you do, please don't lose your mind, because
yes, because personally I think you're batshit crazy insane.
He told her don't go crazy.
I see that man just is not a believer. It's plenty famous Marks out here in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Zuckerberg,
right?
Mark Wahlberg,
Mark Curry,
right? Mm-hmm. Yep. I believe in this Mark as well.
Me too.
It's Mark ass niggas.
It's a lot of Mark ass busters out here.
It's several Marks out here in the world.
This dude is a Mark. When he walked in, I said, this dude a Mark.
I knew it.
You're not going to make it with this.
Oh, absolutely. I totally disagree.
It's not going to happen.
He starts shaking his head no immediately, dog.
He got a fresh shave. How does he shave living in the car?
Hey, man, he gets one haircut per TV show. He like
has no facial hair.
Mm-hmm.
It will happen.
It won't happen.
I'm telling you, it will happen.
Go get your life back. Go get a job.
I have.
Go get your life back.
White people so cold.
That's the solution to everybody's problems, right? Go get a job.
White people so cold. Go get your life back. Go get a job. He really just told that with a straight face, like, fuck your 26-year-old dream. I don't care. This shit ain't gonna work. Bye.
And I'm telling you, Bullet Ball is going.
Man, the white woman just put her head down.
Right. She was like, it's worse than I thought. I tried to give you escape. My
answer's
no.
Be a success.
I think it's a dream.
Dude put his head on the table. You see that dude?
Yeah, nerd dude put his head on the table. That's because he's ashamed of that ass that he took.
I think it's a dream. And I hope it becomes reality, but I don't think it will. I'm going to say no.
I'm a game inventor. I've invented games. I've sold games. I mean, I'm seriously looking at the gameplay here. And it's nice. I played it. Sorry, I have to say no.
It's not a game. It's a sport.
Now, he just bit it because he got his ass whooped. But, yeah, that's what Mark should have said. It's not a game. It's my life. It's Bullet Ball.
I'm afraid that you're reliving a great moment in your life, and you're trying to relive it. And I hope it doesn't destroy you. I'm really worried about that. But I'm going to have to say no. I'm sorry. Mark, please.
Yo, what if Mark would have got real racist right here and be like, you goddamn crackers.
Ha!
I knew you.
That had security escort his ass out.
I knew you white devils wouldn't believe in my game.
think about this.
You told us that you've given 26 years of your life to this game. I think that's more of a life than a man can give to a dream. Please get your life back. I have to say no.
No from all four?
He is shocked, y'all.
He just got no from all four. He really had to be like, are y'all really? Did that just happen?
Everybody saying no to my dream.
Come on, man. For 26 years, people been telling me no. You telling me it's going to be 26 years in one day? Come on now. This is impossible.
This is... You don't understand.
Dog, they made him pack up his bullet balls. By himself.
No help, no assistance.
He put his hands together and walked out like, oh, well, enough. And he definitely cried in the car.
Oh, you know he did.
I don't know what I'm going to go back to, but 100 years from now, I'll be smiling up in heaven saying, I knew one day it would happen.
So that's bullet ball, guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's an updated video to go with that.
Say updated video.
Yeah, I put it in the producer chat for you.
Yeah, so
something a World Star exclusive. I know y'all love World
Come
Star.
Come on, man! I don't even click on World Star.
I know.
Why, what
you
are
get
doing?
Viruses.
This is I did want to play. Also, the bullet ball does have a theme song. Not sure if everybody knows this. If they haven't been listening to the show, bring it.
Bullet ball, bullet ball, that's a bullet ball. 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 Bullet ball, bullet ball, that's a bullet ball.
That's a new sports game, hey, can't you see?
Bullet ball the game.
And bullet ball extreme.
It makes free between ping pong and hockey.
And that's what?
And that's the bullet ball.
It's got a style and class
that can't be matched. If you learn the game, you learn to catch.
It's easy to play.
Simple to do.
A sport game that's created down here in the loop. Equal but separate in the style of play. You lose tomorrow.
That's right. Bullet ball has the same... The same logo as segregation, y'all. The same motto of segregation. Equal but separate in the style of play.
Created down here in the loop. Equal but separate in the style of play. You lose tomorrow, but you win today. Age, gender, large or small, does not dictate a win at all.
The speed and accuracy you see in your shot create all the points that win a lot.
Offense and defense play
all in one, one in all to score the points.
There's rules and regulations that govern the game. To either score the winning point or just to score the same. Bullet ball, a 21st century sport that's played on a unique design
tabletop court.
With side rails to paint the ball all around. Trying to get the ball off the table
on the ground.
The physically challenged. Can play it too. Being able to compete.
Hey man, why did he struggle to say physically challenged though? The physically challenged can play it too. He's like, the physically challenged, play it too.
Trying to get within them 16.
Table on the ground. The physically challenged can play it too. Being able to compete against me and you.
Yeah, one take.
Don't be shy. Give it.
Yeah, you know Mark can only score 15 minutes in that studio. Mm-hmm. Not a second more. Got it. He had to be one take Mark. he really did say the physically challenged can play it too, and they compete against me and you because he counted the people listening to this as not being physically challenged.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right. Bullet ball and extreme, they'll catch your eye. And that's
what? And that's a bullet ball.
And that's what?
Bullet ball, that's a bullet ball. Bullet ball, 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 bullet ball, that's a bullet ball.
Kick it. New sport game here, can't you see?
And that's the Wii that he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That kid. That's who else in that car, Justin.
She's probably his child.
This is our dream that we have had.
She let the kid make his own decision.
He get him for weekends. You know that day he definitely brought his kid with him. Son, come watch daddy sell this game to the white man.
He's behind backstage.
Come on.
There's a new sport game here, can't you see? Bullet ball the game, and bullet ball is stream. We'll mix weave between ping pong and
hockey, and that's what? And that's a bullet ball.
It's got a style and class.
They can't be matched.
If you learn the game,
you learn the catch.
It's easy to play.
Simple to do. Sports game that's created down here in the loop. Oh, that's right, guys. You are probably St. Louis. You guys are listening to the same verse twice. One by a little kid and one by a grown ass.
Just in case you're wondering.
Equal but separate in the style of play. You lose tomorrow, but you win today. Age,
gender, large or small, does not dictate a win at all. The speed and accuracy in your shot creates all the points that win a lot.
Offense and defense,
you feel it all in one, one in all to score the point.
There's rules and regulations that govern the game. To either score to win a point or just to score the same. Bullet ball, a 21st century sport that's played on your knee design
tabletop court. So
the sirens are baseball ball all around and trying to get the ball off the table
off the ground.
The physically challenged can play it too.
Now he got his, he did his better.
Yeah, that little bars is the same.
He should have went first.
Yes, his bars is better.
Mark ain't know.
Ground, the physically challenged can play it too. Being able to compete against
me and you, so don't be shy, give it a try.
Bullet ball in the stream, they'll catch
your eye.
And that's what?
And that's a bullet ball.
And that's what?
Bullet ball, that's a bullet ball. 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 Oh yeah. Now what is this video you sent me, Justin? Let me see.
Oh Lord.
You won't be clowning the bullet bell man after this, okay?
In today's STL Moms Report, an all-inclusive game that makes everybody feel like a winner. It's a table game with rules that mimic ping pong. Fox News' Benita Cornett shows us what's behind Bullet Ball.
You can play it indoors or outdoors. It's a sport game designed for recreation and for therapy.
It's part of the rehabilitation process at Rankin Jordan Pediatric Specialty Hospital.
It was important for me that the design of it be in such.
Oh my God, his hair has gotten so gray.
Yeah, he didn't got old.
It ain't even been that long.
It's only been 5 years.
It was 5 years. He went completely gray. Staying in that car, man.
Right, that'll stress you
chasing
out.
Chasing that dream, dog, but he achieved it.
To a way that all people can play it.
They're getting to use their hands, they're getting to use their brains, the coordination, and they're having fun.
He started working on it as a hobby 20 years ago. Mark and his brother Charles learned early that people can feel left out of mainstream activity. Their mother is disabled and deaf.
We were taught by our dad early on in life that whatever we choose to do, that we should always try to make it inclusive.
And they're getting the attention of the rehabilitation community nationwide.
The Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago.
You notice the main thing I learned, Justin? If you're watching the clips of him playing with people, he learned how to have fun playing with the kids.
Yeah, because
he's not just trying to score on them like, my point, gotcha.
Right.
Like, he just tossing the ball slowly, letting them play,
Yeah, he then got older, slowed down.
He figured it out.
Chicago, which is the nation's number one rehabilitation hospital. They utilize it inside of their sports and recreation department.
The Griffins believe bullet ball will bridge the gap between Paralympic and the Olympic athletes.
We're trying to be in the 2016 Olympics.
Good, yelling.
Now, I don't think that's gonna happen.
No, ain't for 2020.
You see it next year, though.
But we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it happens.
Me too.
I haven't heard anything about it yet, but maybe it behind the scenes is working on it.
Right. I hope that and pole dancing both make it.
16-year-old Dylan Adair is an outpatient at Rankin Jordan, and he's the man to beat.
It's a good social game to play, good interaction.
How good are you?
I'm really good, by the way, but
I don't mean to brag.
Fox 2 News.
You learned that from Maura.
The Griffins have gotten the okay from the folks at Walter Reed Medical Hospital and the Chicago Parks and Recreation Department. Bullet ball is now being used by both organizations.
And I think that's the ultimate lesson we can learn from Mark Griffin. Never give up on your dreams. Mm-hmm. You really never know where it's gonna go, man. You know, if you would have told Mark Griffin that you're gonna be selling this game to special needs people and rehabilitation people and veterans and stuff at some point, that probably wasn't his first choice. He was just thinking, I want to be in the Olympics and I want this to be mm-hmm. like basketball and right. soccer and shit. But he took that no and he never gave up.
Mm-hmm. He sold two. I'm proud of him, because that's two more than I thought he would sell.
Yeah, he sold mm-hmm. two tables. And good for him, man.
The table seemed durable. Like, that's the other thing about having a good product is it needs to have a shelf life so people have to replace
it. Yeah, those tables are durable because they had to hold the weight of him as he slept on them at night.
And speaking of not taking no for an answer. Let's get to this segment.
Oh, Lord.
That's right. It's been a while since we did this.
I wonder how many of the thousand women he assaulted that when they woke up, that song was in their head, because he hummed it the whole time.
He might have, knowing him. A New Hampshire woman filed defamation suit against Bill Cosby. A New Hampshire woman has joined the growing ranks of accusers suing Bill Cosby in alleged defamation. Christina Rooley on Monday filed a federal lawsuit saying Cosby falsely accused her of lying when she came forward last year and said he raped her in 1965. In making the false and defamatory statement, Mr. Cosby held Mr. Rooley up to public storm, I think he meant Mrs., and ridicule, injuring her good name and reputation, and caused her severe emotional distress. So she's suing him, because even the people that signed those agreements that said I'll take a settlement also had that you can't deny that you did these things right. in the agreement, and he denied it a lot of these times,
right? So they're like, okay, part of me taking this money was you never coming out in public and saying that, so basically yeah, you can't be doing this, dog.
He won a lawsuit against the insurance company that didn't want to defend him. He claimed a small win in his ongoing legal battles. His insurance company has been required to pay the cost of defending the defamation claim brought forward by Janice Dickinson.
Oh, so the insurance company was like, hey, dog, hey, you max us out. Whatever they maximum is, you know how insurance are like, you can only spend like this much per year, you know, after you reach this max, we got to get you to, but they was like, hey, dog, you have maxed this out. We're not paying another goddamn dime.
Cosby was sued in two states by AIG Property Casualty Company, which argued that its agreement to cover the comedian for personal injury, which includes defamation, libel, and or slander, did not include his denial of allegations of sexual abuse.
Right.
The company pointed out as an exclusion for a personal injury arising out of any actual alleged or threatened sexual molestation, misconduct, or harassment. The comedian sought to have the suit dismissed, saying that the insurer was misreading the policy and that his actions threatened his defense. California federal judge Beverly O'Connell granted Cosby's motion and determined that AIG has a duty to defend on Friday. She wrote that sexual misconduct exclusion could reasonably be read to require that Dickinson claims merely relate to sexual misconduct, or that Dickinson claims to be proximately caused by the sexual misconduct. She deemed that both parties' ambiguous terms or interpretation led to the court imposing coverage.
Oh, she was like, y'all fight so much, fuck it, pay it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I know they are hot.
So the win is that they have to pay her, right?
They have to pay him. No, they their thing is they didn't want to defend him. They have to pay for his defense, his legal defense. They didn't want, they were like, we shouldn't have to do that.
This is terrible.
And he won that lawsuit.
I mean,
because the judge imposed it.
And to an extent, no matter how much you had, that makes sense. He's like, I paid you for your services. You didn't provide your services. Now, regardless of the terrible ass shit I did, you decided to defend me.
Right.
So if I paid you, yeah, you're going to have to do this.
He had rape insurance.
Right. And the thing is, y'all knew it was rape insurance. So you could be like, nah, you casting your rape insurance, dog. We know this. He was like, fuck you. Yes, pay.
Four more women joined his defamation lawsuit. This happened November 13th. Friday, a lawyer for three plaintiffs in a defamation suit filed against Cosby last year filed a notice saying these women were joining the case. As in through the three other defamation suits Cosby is facing, the four women say Cosby sexually abused them in the past. Just, you know, just adding up.
Right. But to an extent, I understand, back to what you were talking about before, I understand their thing. It's still fucked up he had rape insurance, but their thing was like, yeah, dog, but we didn't know you raped 1,000 women either, dog.
But here's the thing, though, Karen. If I come to you and I say, Karen, well, you do insurance, right? And you're like, yes. And I say, well, good, because I need some insurance for rape defamation. And you agree to it, you have to know I'm not raping people, right? Like, why else would I ask for rape insurance if I'm not actually out here raping people?
And I guess to an extent, this must be common. Like, a lot of people must commonly do this just for the fact that you, regardless if it's true or not, per se, they're like, hey, just in case somebody ever come and say I raped them, I want my ass covered, regardless if I did it or not. And I know that, you know, from a you have to almost detach the crime from it in order to feel like that, but that's kind of how this goes, you know. And there's some people that don't even get into that because, you know, that's morals when it comes to that. And yes, you should pay because you have rape insurance in your clauses. So that means you don't give a fuck about rape. So that means if somebody actually rapes, yes, you should pay.
I feel like they should put a clause that says from now on, if you commit 50 rapes, if you're accused of 50 rapes, we will not cover you.
Yeah, even right. AAA got clauses on how many times they're going to tow your car. Right. People are like, listen, we'll tow you. But up to 100 miles. After that, you on your own.
I bet you moving forward, they'll have that clause in everybody's shit. They'll be like, look, we 25 rapes. Anything over 25, we won't cover.
Cal Poly Pomona is a college that has, the latest college, that has revoked this honorary doctorate that was given to Bill Cosby.
Can you can't take my doctorate away?
It's an honorary doctorate, and they no longer feel you're honored.
It's mine, right? It's just like
you didn't go through the courses, you didn't take the hours.
What's the boy that had his Heisman trophy revoked and he was like, well, come get it,
Reggie Bush?
But yeah, he earned that.
I still got the trophy at the house. What you
and he did have to give it back,
right? And it's completely different. He earned that. People,
I thought
vote.
He still had it at his house.
No, they came and got it
eventually. Damn, he gave that back. But even with that, he earned that. People voted on that. For this, they just like, we feel so honored in all your accomplishment. Here is a piece of paper. No, you don't have to take no classes. No, you don't have to pay the hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt like these other students do. Yeah, if they feel like your shit ain't valid, they got the right to revoke it.
Mm-mm, it's mine now.
How is it yours?
Come get my sheet of paper then. I dare you to
come to my
house. I mean,
they ain't got
to
come get your sheet of paper. They can just hit a button in the computer and say delete. Like,
I still got the paper.
Yeah.
I started doing selfies with it. remember the good times.
Well, all my honorary degrees.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no longer valid.
Laying on my bed,
mm-hmm,
drunk. Cal State Board said in a statement it was revoking an honorary degree for the first time because Cosby's conduct is contrary to the values of the university system. That makes them join at least a half dozen other institutions that have revoked degrees in an attempt to distance themselves from the 78-year-old Cosby, as he has become embroiled in dozens of allegations of sexual assault.
I wonder how many football players been involved in sexual assault cases.
How many got honorary degrees, though?
Right. How many got honorary doctorate degree? It's not the same.
If they gave my honorary doctorate, they probably take that shit back too.
Oh yes, they would. But and that's the thing, where it's like the shit he did is so egregious, everybody's backing out. Even the people that said we were insure you, going, "Hey, dog, your shit is so bad. We're actually, you know, an insurance company, like, we're losing clients for representing you." That's what it is for them. Like, they don't really give a fuck about honoring the policy. They're like, "We're losing clients because we are associated with you."
Bill Cosby could face charges at the district attorney election in suburban Philadelphia. Democrats Kevin Steele won election as district attorney in suburban Philadelphia on Tuesday, a result that could lead to charges against Bill Cosby in a decade-old sexual assault complaint. Steele defeated Republican Bruce Castor, who had declined as district attorney in 2005 to bring charges in the Cosby case. Steele has been closely involved in a new investigation of the complaint brought by former Temple University employee. The investigation was expected to end if voters return Castor to the job he had held from 2000 to 2008. Castor recently questioned the accuser's credibility. The accuser sued him and said she would stop cooperating in the new case if he won. In his victory speech, Steele told supporters they have made a choice to fight for victims. Cosby has denied any wrongdoing. Maybe he might be about to go to trial after all. Wouldn't that be amazing? And Cosby, not to be outdone, because he really hasn't secured his place for the most worst person of 2015. Mm-hmm. He's decided to sue 7 of the sexual assault accusers for defamation.
Nice. Because this means he didn't do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
For all the Cosby
still
supporters.
Still innocent. Bill Cosby on Monday sued 7 women who have accused him of sexually assaulting them, claiming that they defamed his character and purposely derailed an upcoming television opportunity.
And you know that insurance company's like, fuck, now we gotta spend more money.
You know what? He won that lawsuit and then he was like, now I'm gonna take this lawsuit and go get after these women.
And that was probably the purpose of him fighting, because he was like, I don't wanna have to spend out of my own pocket. Like, I'm paying you, but I don't wanna have to pay you everything that I probably should pay out of my own pocket legally. I'd rather pay you a portion and have you basically eat up a lot of this cost. And they was like, nope, probably because they knew that this lawsuit was coming. They was like, shit, we gonna be tied up with him forever because of this bullshit. We losing clients. Eventually you gonna be the only client we have. And I couldn't even imagine the good lawyers that are fucking leaving the firm, because it was like, nah, fuck that.
They're not leaving.
No, they're not leaving.
They're getting that check.
You're thinking way too much of people.
But why only 7? I thought he had like 100 accusers.
My bad. I thought people cared. My bad.
No, nobody
cares.
And
it's about women.
Nobody cares about women getting raped. The comedian is suing the women for defamation, torturous interference, and intentional infliction of emotional distress for their malicious, opportunistic, and false and defamatory accusations of sexual misconduct.
See, I feel like if he really wanted to win, he would pull a Suge Knight and just fall out in court one day. That's if he wants
Suge
to win.
Suge Knight fell out in court after they was like, "Nigga, you guilty."
The suit alleges that the claims of the women
strike.
The suit alleges that the claims of the women came at an opportunistic time when news of Mr. Cosby's television resurgence in a new NBC comedy show was announced in 2014. The show has since been canceled. Yo, who's gonna watch this milky-eyed motherfucker on TV anyway?
Right.
We already got good black shows.
A lot of them. And you tried to redo the Cosby show, called it Cosby or something like that. Nobody watched that shit. That shit lasted for a few seasons and went off the air. Nobody's clamoring for Bill Cosby. Who were these people before all this shit broke?
He's seeking punitive damages and compensation for lost business contracts and damage to his career. Man,
get the fuck out of here.
What
the film?
He's also demanding he's also demanding that the women publicly retract and correct their defamatory statements. So I gotta now say you didn't rape me.
Those filthy filthy farm.
You would just have to take me to court then.
I wonder if Camille made him do this.
You know she did.
You say he didn't do it, then why you ain't suing him? I mean, that's a good point. Let's sue him. Because I definitely did not do it.
Felicia Rashard still got his back?
Man, Felicia Rashard went and got that Creed check. She ain't talked to this nigga since.
Yep. She probably would never bring up his name again.
People calling me. I'm good.
Right. I have a career.
There's a comedian that's trying to get some justice. According to him, he's stealing Cosby's jokes to save them. I want to hurt him. I want to do what crowds have done by abandoning him, by taking away the thing that's probably most precious to him, which is his material. There are a few rules inside of the world of comedy. If a joke is funny, it's funny. If you simply let the blog explain why it's problematic in all tomorrow's think pieces. Okay. All right. This is a bit of a snarky thing. But apparently, you know, this dude is going to be stealing some material. This comes off the heels of the story for the Josh the Fat Jew Ostrowski, who was stealing everybody's materials and jokes on Twitter.
Almost got a fucking TV show out of it.
Yeah, almost got a TV show.
Out of stealing jokes?
Say what?
Out of stealing jokes?
Yeah, stealing jokes off Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to steal your equipment then, right after the show.
That ain't the same.
Yeah.
Get my own radio station.
So, apparently, Greg Fitzsimmons, he's a comedian and television writer slash producer who hosts a show on Howard Stern's Sirius XM channel. He's won 4 Daytime Emmy Awards for his work on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, not to mention he's written for The Chelsea Handler Show and Politically Incorrect. Fitzsimmons' plan is simple. He wants comedians everywhere to start taking Cosby's legacy back from him.
I wonder what else he's stolen and used on other medias like Ellen Show, and you thought it was original, but really he just stole it from somebody else?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like he's ever done this before. It sounds like his thing is he's only doing it to Bill Cosby to strike back at him.
I feel like he stole some things before in his life. Like, it's coming too natural and too easy. You know what I mean? Like,
it's, I mean, it's his vengeance plan, dog. I mean, you know.
My vengeance plan, the first thought is never let me steal something for you.
I mean, apparently he thought about this, and he's explained it. He said, as a comedian and as a person, what's your general feeling about the Ocasio deal? Well, it's interesting because he was probably the most influential comedian on me when I was a kid. Growing up, I read his books. I studied all his albums. He's truly one of the greatest comedians of all time, and it brings up this question of, can we ever enjoy him again? Do we flush away a body of work that's as good as anybody in the history of comedy because of his personal life? You think about Roman Polanski. I don't think people have an issue enjoying his movies because you're not looking at his face the whole time.
Yeah, a lot of people don't watch his movies. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he raped the kids, yes.
He said, when he first tried this, I was at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey, which is kind of a rowdy club. I just started doing a bit, the dentist bit, because I figured that's his most famous bit. And my intention was to go as far as I could into it before someone yelled out, hey, that's Cosby. And nobody said it. So I got through like half the bit before I finally said, do you guys have any idea what I'm doing right now? And then I said, this is a Cosby bit. And I said, I figured I might as well do it because I don't think he's got enough time to sue me right now. I think it's a less heinous of a crime for me to be stealing his material than for what he did stealing from all those women. Did it get a laugh when you explained it? Oh, it killed. It wasn't just laughter, but people were nodding their heads and smiling. I think there's this frustration that this guy is obviously guilty of one of the most heinous crimes you can perpetuate times what, 40? And this bullshit statute of limitations keeps it from being prosecuted. So I think there's this feeling of, how can we hurt this guy? His live shows, I think those are eviscerated at this point. So that part of him is over, but he still got this body of work. So how can you cheapen that somehow? How do you dilute that? I want to go wide with it, tell every comedian, just go on stage and do a Bill Cosby joke. Just take it. Take your favorite one and just do it. Oh, man, that's an interesting approach.
It's almost like giving props to a certain degree.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
And the thing is that it's a lot of comedians do a lot of fucked up shit, and I don't see you stealing their jokes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I mean, not to this degree. Don't get me wrong. Not to this degree. Not to this extent. But where do you set the standard when people fuck up? Are you just allowed to just go and take their shit now?
Right. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's like vigilante comedy justice. What's enough?
Yeah, and where's this line drawn?
I get you. I'm just saying, Cosby is by far over the line of anything that anybody would say.
Right, and if you want to do
so, he picked the one target that I don't feel like is even debatable.
True.
But normally start quoting people like that, like, we quote movies all the time, and it's giving props to that movie. It's never.
But we're not on stage. We're not performing it. We're not have people not coming to pay you for you to quote a movie scene.
But that's what I'm saying. Anytime you've seen anyone else do that, it's never looked at as, oh man, that dude's he stole his joke. Oh man, that's really insulting.
Because when it comes to comedy, it's a whole different thing. It's a lot of creativity into that, and it's a lot of people grind very hard, especially if you are original with your jokes, to be as original and as unique as you can possibly be. And to me, I understand, because it's one of those things where I'm going to be as insulting to you, sir, as you were to those women. But like I said, my thing is, if you really want to do it right, just don't say anything, because the thing about him is being irrelevant. Like, if you really want him to be irrelevant, he just needs to go away. And that's what most people want him to do, honestly, is just to go away.
I actually don't want him to go away. I want him to stay around and hear all of the bad things he's done over and over again, and how people are disgusted with him.
Yeah, I think the silence helps him.
Also, I think Eddie Murphy had it right when he used to tell jokes and be like, fuck Bill Cosby and his clean routine.
See, that's what I don't get. Why didn't this comedian just go on and do some actual jokes about Bill Cosby?
Right.
Like, and the situation at hand. Why try to be like, I'm using his jokes, y'all? Like, one, I don't even think people have a reverence for his material like that.
Me either.
The fact that he said he did a whole joke and nobody knew what the fuck he was talking about is not... like, it's not hurting him.
Correct.
You know, I think if he really wanted to hurt him, he needed to just go ahead and tell the, tell his jokes about this topic in a way that is poignant, makes people nod their heads and understand the crime.
Right, which is back to what Justin was saying. He wasn't stealing Bill Cosby's jokes. He was joking about Bill Cosby. But like you said, if you really want to do that, joke about him and the situation that he's in.
That's why I feel like he done stole a bunch of shit before. Jokes, TVs, anything. He done been to the pawn shop a few times. and that producer that wanted to produce him. He understood and was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. That's what put me on.
Divorce Court. This is a great show. A lot of people listen to it.
I love it.
Watch it.
Do you currently... here's a clip. Today, want to remain married to Mrs. Talford?
Well, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But she tries to manipulate me by using sex as a pawn. She be twerking all day in my face. I'm like close. I'm talking about real close. And then one time I came out the bathroom. She got her leg on this door, the leg on this door, hands on the floor, and I run right into her, and I'm like...
Well, you're limber, Miss Talford. Good for you.
She be having her legs behind her head and everything, and then when I'm trying to get in the mood with her, she be like, nah, I'm good, and then go to sleep, and I'll be like, what?
Oh, now, Miss Talford, if you're twerking in his face and doing all that, then won't give him any?
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
Bullshit. Because I know this is what he wants. And I'm not going to give it to him.
Why are you married? Why are they married?
Although,
sound like a good marriage.
Although I do like her playing. I mean, on the outside looking in, that shit is hilarious.
It don't sound like they need it. Y'all don't need to be together, man.
Make them sound crazy.
You're right. They both sound insane.
Like, why do you want a divorce, man? She be twerking in my face, man.
He telling all her... all the tricks that she be doing. Come on, dog. In the courtroom.
Speaking of women and sex in the marriage, let's go to the direct opposite of that. There's a mom. This is coming from the UK, guys.
Okay.
There's a mom who refuses to have sex like a porn star just to please men. That's right. Brittany De La Critas wants to have sex on her own terms.
Okay.
A mother has made a stance against after realizing... she has been having sex like a porn star to please the man in her life.
Has he been gagging her or something? What's going on?
They know white man. Brittany De La Critas.
She's been cuckolding.
She's been doing something. Gangbanging something.
A 30-year-old writer from Boston says she will have to abstain from sex until she learns to enjoy it for herself rather than imitating passive women in porn movies. By the way, I would not want to have sex with the kind of porn woman that she's talking about.
Oh, they're like, very fucking boring to watch.
They always look so, it just doesn't look good. It's always those dudes that are fucking them like a jackhammer, and then the woman isn't enjoying it, and you can tell because she's saying full sentences.
Yeah, she, like, yeah.
Nobody that's having really good sex is able to say full, complete sentences like
without gasping.
Fuck me with your fucking cock. Like, like what are you saying? What happened? I'm just a little whore. Use my hole.
You're like, yeah, like, ma'am, your heart rate isn't high enough.
It's like a draw. It's like one of those speaking spells where you pull the string and let it go
and let it come back in.
Yeah, then when you let it go, just be like, oh my god, your cock is so huge, it's so hard.
Like, and he just pulls it again.
It's so, it's good.
Like, ma'am, this is not enjoyable.
This is the best sex of all time. Like, I don't think. Like,
why you lying, ma'am?
I don't think this
lying.
Is real.
No, it can't be.
I really would like for her to be specific on the things that he's enjoying. Well, let's
see. Brittany De La Creta says she claims she was traumatized by some of her own sexual experiences and has only just realized that she didn't know how to consent. In an essay for Cosmo, she outlined why it was so important for her to make the changes after failing to develop sexual boundaries in her younger years. She wrote, growing up in a world that tells women that we are sexual objects that want us to know that our worth lies in how attractive we are to men, I internalized those messages. I learned to see my value being measured by how many men wanted to sleep with me. I entered relationships as a sexual object first and a human being second, and performed the kind of sex I thought men wanted from me, acting like the performers I'd seen in porn films. I tried anything my partners wanted to try, regardless of how I felt about it. I didn't know I was allowed to say no. That's weird. Wow. I guess it's just hard to imagine.
Yeah, being.
But I guess there are some people like that. It's kind of like, yeah, how some people are like, I saw Grand Theft Auto and I thought that meant you could rob people. I'm like, but there's life in the real world. Right. Like, yep, you shouldn't get all your advice from this, you know?
To an extent, I understand what she's saying. Because, like, y'all do, so it's completely different. But for a woman, you know, like she say, grow up and it's, you're like, I am considered attractive by how many men desire me. So when you sleep with these men, and if you're heavily influenced by porn, which a lot of people are, and still some grown adults, it's like, hey, he want to fuck me in my ass? Sure, I'll let him fuck me in my ass, regardless of how I personally feel about it, because society has told you, you know, that the dick is king, and you need to do whatever this, in the straight relationship, whatever the male, quote-unquote, wants you to do, regardless of how you personally feel about it. And if nobody has ever told you that you have the right to say no,
yeah,
you won't, and you'll just do shit you're uncomfortable with.
Yeah, I just can't imagine that, the guys she was dating cared.
But right, they didn't care about her. I feel like they didn't care about her.
If you cared, you just wouldn't be like, anyway, suck my dick till you can't breathe.
Right. And that's what it boiled down like, to. It took her realizing that they didn't care. Right,
and then when you're done, but see, then when you're done, you're like, how is that for you? And she's like, it's okay, I guess. Like, you're like there's no part of you that's like, okay, well, yeah, maybe she didn't like it.
If you care, but a lot of dudes fuck and don't care.
I think she pretended to continue to act and be like, oh, it was great, honey, I loved it.
Right,
because that, not trying to find, that's what you're supposed to do. That's why a lot of women never climax, because they're told to praise the dick, and regardless of if they've had an orgasm or not, to tell the man that he's the greatest shit ever, because your egos are so fragile that if you tell them that I'm not satisfied, all of a sudden you got a fucking argument in the bedroom.
You know what I wonder is, if it was like a challenge to the dude, because he didn't realize, he was like, I know she's not coming, but I'm trying everything. Like, he thought he was helping out. He's like, okay, well, tomorrow we just gonna have to do a DP.
Do it again, right?
Tomorrow I'm gonna invite three homies over. We just gonna all right, do it.
Gang bang.
Maybe that's what she needs. I don't know.
Do I need the camera this time?
But imagine how he really felt if he was like, I'm doing everything that the guy does in her favorite porn movie.
Mm-hmm.
How is she not liking it?
Right.
She picked this movie.
How does she never find any, like, regular, like, not, like, I'm gonna just kill this white woman porn? You know what I mean? Like, she only got James Dean porn. She was reading Jezebel. Fucked you up. I try anything with partners. Okay, she goes on to admit that the first time that she had anal sex, she was not comfortable at all and cried through the whole thing.
Right, because they didn't care about
maybe I just don't get it. I can't relate to putting my dick inside somebody that's crying, being like, yeah, you like that? They're like, but yes, I guess I do.
Right, but you will be amazed at how many dudes are like, I got all the holes, so I'm going to fuck all the holes, and I don't care nothing about you.
I understand, but crying? She's literally crying?
They don't.
Jesus.
They don't care.
Okay. All right, Karen. I believe you. It's not like I'm arguing. I'm just saying. Jesus
That's
Christ.
That's sad, no, but they don't care.
It's like if I start having sex with a girl and I start crying, I feel like most women would be like, is the pussy that bad? Like, what is going? Did you have a long day at work? What is, like, what is, are these things related?
Nope. You, when you around them, we play ball with insecure people all the time.
Right.
They look at it as, oh, I'm killing it. I'm right. So good. She crying and right. Went and bragged about it. It's like, but no, that's not okay.
Crying should not be a part of the process.
But you know what though? Like fucking somebody in their ass and crying is completely different than I'm beating the pussy up so good she crying. That's totally different. Those are two different.
Not in their mind.
But that's because you're rational.
You care. You're rational. You care. You're like, I want you to you to enjoy the experience as much as me. That most dudes are like that, but you have some dudes that.
And she found all of them.
Right, she found all the dudes that was just like, I don't care. It's a hole there. I'm gonna put my dick in it.
Strange world. She found all of them. Yeah, that's why I say I don't know how much she was complicit in, like, but like, well, you want to gag me out? Like right. That's. Like,
maybe she was fucking Billy Bob Thornton and Bad Santa.
And this might be one of those things too where
another classic. That's another a good classic, classic.
Right? That was a good call, right? You ain't gonna shit right for a week.
Oh Lord. It also might be one of those things where she just like, this is what they're expecting from me. Regardless of if this is what they were expecting.
Yeah, well that's not. Obvious. That's obvious that she thinks this is what guys expect. Right. I think that goes without saying.
And if they both sitting around watching that type of porn together.
She says, but afterwards, he told me how beautiful I was, how sexy I was, and how much he cared about me, so I believed him and believed that his affection was conditionally attached to the things I was willing to do in bed. I thought it was consensual, but it wasn't really. I didn't know how to consent.
Does that work? I just fuck you in your ass real hard and be like, and you're so beautiful.
I know.
It's a form of manipulation.
Oh, you're so beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, cause it's a lot
that of. James Dean.
Right. It's a lot of women, honestly, that have sex and intimate with very, very low self-esteem.
I love
like,
the way you.
Right.
I love the way you cry when I fuck you in your ass.
Right.
Girl.
And so and it's a lot of women and men, but more women, and I personally think, that put sex and love together. Like, if we have sex, you must love me. Like, they think it's the same thing, but they're two separate entities.
You want some lubrication? No? Okay, good.
No? Yeah.
Like, my body is love.
Because I don't want any.
I'm just going to ram it in there.
Yeah.
I want to chase.
And my thing, that's not comfortable for a dude, is it?
I would imagine not. I don't know.
Okay. I don't have a penis.
I imagine it being uncomfortable.
I'm not sticking my dick in nobody's unwilling asshole, so I don't know.
I don't clinch up on you.
I really can't speak to that. I just wouldn't imagine that it was a pleasurable situation. Right.
Yeah, you wouldn't even want dry hands rubbing across right. You.
I don't even want a vagina that's not willing. Like, who wants an asshole that's not willing? That's like, that's just a sick person. Maybe he was using the tears for lube. Maybe that's what he was doing.
Hey, possibility.
She asked that she once wore nothing but heels and a raincoat for her husband to avoid him starting a fight about how much the coat cost.
That's crazy.
This seems like a non sequitur. That seems like that's just in the article. That don't seem like that has anything to do with porn or not being able to consent.
Right.
It seems like she spent a lot of money on that coat.
Right.
She tried to add that in there. Yo, what if she wrote all this shit just so she could be like, but it's just want to settle arguing about this coat that I bought.
Yeah, I bought a $1,200 coat.
Right. Like, what they got to do? It's like.
She been fucking for coats.
Right.
I mean, I let you put it in my ass so I can get the coat I want, right?
Right. The one I want.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
James Harden, I roll.
Yeah, I don't know if, I don't know if that one has anything to do with the other part.
It don't.
Well, never. I had to wear nothing but heels because I had a $1,300 coat.
Right.
It was looking so good. It felt so comfortable on my skin. But I did not enjoy it.
I did not consent to. He didn't consent to me spending money on the credit card, and I didn't consent to the sex for that coat.
Nobody consented.
And the worst part was the stain he left.
Right. But she does insist that her husband supports her 100%, and their relationship is going from strength to strength. I won't have sex once per week for my husband because it's good for our relationship, she said. We'll have sex when we both want to, and our relationship is actually stronger than it's ever been.
You know,
since he started cheating.
I really wonder how he went from I want to choke you out with my dick I want to invite Dirty Mike and the boys.
Yeah, like, was this some other dudes that were fucking her and then
had to be
he came along, or is he the dude that's also fucking her in the ass while crying? Being like, because maybe he really didn't know. I don't know. I personally can't imagine a motherfucker crying and me being like, that was some good sex. Good for you smoking a cigarette? Like, what?
But they go from that to being like once a week and she gonna tell me no. I don't imagine that happening either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if her husband is the guy. I don't think from the other times.
Mm-mm. I think those other people are like previous partners.
Yeah, it's not like a collection of guys. And maybe her husband maybe she was still doing things for her husband, but it don't sound like he was one of Dirty Mike and the boys, though.
Nah, I don't think he was. I don't think he was.
She had Dirty Mike and the boys over there.
Over there chilling, man.
She mad at all men. Women, don't follow her. Don't follow her lead. Just don't have sex like a porn star. You can have sex, just not like a porn star.
Inside the bitter fight.
You can
fight.
Learn nice stuff from a porn star now, hey. Don't lock it till you try it.
Inside the bitter
All right, dude.
Inside the bitter fight between Soulja Boy and a BuzzFeed reporter over hoverboards.
Oh, Lord.
A battle between a BuzzFeed reporter, DeAndre Cortez Way, and the rapper better known as Soulja Boy, is brewing over privacy fraud and, of course, hoverboards. It all began when Joe Bernstein, a BuzzFeed news reporter, reported a story last week about a line of hoverboards the rapper is selling, aptly named Soulja Boards.
Nice.
According to the piece, Soulja Boy was involved in a 3-month battle with Stripe, an online payment processing company, over chargebacks, a processed credit card orders that are disputed by customers and usually cost the sellers. In this case, Soulja Boy, as well as other hoverboard sellers. Often the chargebacks happen because the buyer was using a stolen credit card. Online hoverboard purchases as whole, wrote Bernstein, are plagued by fraud. Bernstein's story was based on...
Is this another one sell? I mean, does everybody want a hoverboard? I don't get it.
Yes. Bernstein's story was based on emails he'd obtained between Soulja Boy and Stripe, in which the rapper pleaded for help from the company over the charges to his own account, saying, I don't want to have to pay all this money because of frauds. Is there any way to reverse these payments and get my account to good standing? Both Bernstein and Soulja Boy confirmed that Bernstein had originally texted Soulja Boy for a comment on the story. His phone number was in the documents I based the story on, he said. I texted him, asking him to comment. He texted...
Wait, what? They put his phone number?
Yep. He texted after the story came out saying, how did you get my number? And I did not respond, mostly because his rep had already called me and threatened legal action. The response provided to Gawker by Soulja Boy. Hi, DeAndre. I'm a reporter from BuzzFeed, and I'm doing a story about how people are getting defrauded on Stripe. I got wind that you may have been defrauded for a pretty significant amount of Soulja Boys, and I was hoping to talk to you about it. That was Tuesday. And then after the story came out Wednesday... Soulja Boy said, how did you get my number?
And I want to know that question too. How did you get my number?
I'm actually surprised at the response that he gave.
I thought he was just gonna be like, man, I get about this money, man. Everything matter over here getting this money. Soulja Boy never ended up commenting for the Bernstein piece. I was surprised that it ran the next day. He reacted angrily, tweeted out Bernstein's personal cell phone number on Sunday with a note saying, call me. I was just mad because he got my number and the info out my email and I didn't know how, to Soulja Boy told Gawker. Now this story is public. It's just embarrassing and unnecessary. Well, you're trying to handle business. BIZNESS.
That sound more like it, Soulja Boy.
Naturally, Soulja Boy's 4.8 million fans reacted by incessantly calling and texting the number, thinking it was the rapper's number.
Oh,
I woke up from a nap to dozens of texts. Hey, Soulja, is this really your number? Said Bernstein. I suspect he's mad because of a story I wrote about him getting defrauded on his hoverboard business. A rep of his had previously called me and said I'd be hearing from his lawyers. Soulja Boy, and he tweeted, Soulja Boy tweeted my phone number because he's upset with a story I wrote. I'm being harassed by hundreds of his fans. Please tell him to stop. Bernstein says he can't.
I don't see the difference. You putting his number out there in published articles? Why he can't do the same?
I don't think he put his number out there. He just said he had it and he texted him. He didn't put it in the actual article.
He said it was in the document to be released in the article.
Well, he said it was in the documents that he had obtained, but he didn't say he released those documents. Mm. He just used the documents for his article, but he didn't put them out. Soulja Boy, for his part, doesn't know where Bernstein got his email from. and accused the reporter of hacking his email in a now deleted tweet. He is still upset about the story and feels that publishing his emails is an invasion of his privacy. Bernstein would not talk about his sourcing, but noted that if I was going to break the law, it would probably be for a better reason than to write about hoverboard fraud. People are thinking we lost money in a scam, said Soulja Boy. We are working the fraud orders out with Stripe, but why is it okay for him to post his info if it's between me and Stripe? There's nothing wrong with that. People can do that. Despite the setback, he says that the fraud charges are being handled in reverse. He wants to put the story behind him. He would like the story taken down, which Bernstein says is not going to happen. Just because the subject of the story is unhappy, that just means I'm doing my job, he said. So whose side you on, Justin? Soulja Boy or Bernstein?
Damn it, man. I was about this money, man. Fuck the story. It's about this money. I ain't on nobody's side. I'm on money side. Money on my side.
Are you going to start being faithful to Nia now?
I mean, faith? I'm faithful to this money. I mean, I'm getting his money. We're going to be faithful together. I'm going to love the money. The money going to love me.
Is it true Nas is pregnant with your child?
I don't know any Nas's, but I do know Benjamin Franklin. I know that money.
Throw some money out then.
It's my money. We getting intimate together.
Milan, stand up, start clapping. Is slave labor shrimp being served in American restaurants?
I hope so. I need my shrimp deveined.
You may never order shrimp cocktail again. A new investigative report by the Associated Press alleges that U.S. restaurants chains have been serving shrimp produced with slave labor.
Is it black slaves?
The AP report gives horrific details of migrant workers held in captive in shrimp sheds, forced to peel and devein tons of shrimp bound to the U.S. market.
We good there.
The report paints a vivid picture of one factory located in the port of Samut Sakhon near Bangkok, where children work alongside adults, and workers are referred to not by their names, but rather by assigned numbers. Laborers are locked inside and forced to work long hours with little pay. Workers at another factory told reporters a woman 8 months pregnant miscarried on the shed floor and was forced to keep peeling for 4 days while hemorrhaging.
Oh, man.
I know, it's hilarious, ain't it?
This is because this story is misleading. They got paid a little chunk. They got paid pocket change. What they complaining about?
The slave labor, though. I mean,
I want my shrimp deveined, bro.
The news that Thailand used slave labor to fuel his gigantic shrimping industry is nothing new.
I guess they was like, well, as soon as you had this baby girl, that's another worker.
Nobody told her to get pregnant.
However,
she got a job to do.
However, nor all the reports that the products have found their way stateside are a new revelation. Last summer, a 6-month investigation by The Guardian revealed that shrimp produced with Thai slave labor was being sold at grocery stores in the U.S. and the U.K., including Costco and Walmart.
That's like being shocked that your Nikes came from a sweatshop or something. Like, come on, really? You surprised about that?
Even the shrimp. AP began.
My diamonds coming from the
blood diamonds
too.
AP began publishing its own findings on slave labor in the Thai seafood industry back in March of this year, resulting in multiple arrests and thousands of workers being freed.
But they was getting paid, man.
How was they getting paid?
They said they made little money. It didn't say they didn't make any money, no money at all. At the beginning, you read it, that they was making a little bit of pocket change.
Long hours with little pay.
So, yeah. 20, so instead of free, it was 25 cents an hour?
Yeah, so they got paid a little something.
I feel like if you lock me inside somewhere and force me to work long hours with little pay, that's slavery.
Anybody make you show up to work that day?
It counts.
You probably called out a few days.
Counts as slavery. But the AP has now tracked global supply chains to reveal even more companies who have allegedly been selling products produced by the hands of slaves. According to the new report, U.S. customs records show the shrimp made its way into the supply chains of major U.S. food stores, Walmart, Kroger, Whole Foods. Oh, Whole Foods.
Yeah, well, they charge you double the price of everybody
else. Well, they slaves.
Right. They charge you double the price.
Maybe they slaves making a little more.
Dollar General slaves ain't making nothing. They just slaves.
Shrimp. I didn't realize they sell shrimp.
Yeah, Dollar General and Dollar General and Dollar Tree done stepped up. You can go in there and go just full-fledged shopping.
So
now
they got same shrimp as Whole Foods and Red Lobster.
Yeah, I was gonna say Dollar General is more like Family Dollar. Dollar Tree is totally different. Petco.
Oh, so they're killing the animals too.
Pets get shrimp.
Yeah. in the canned foods and some of the canned foods that have shrimp in them.
Who the fuck is feeding a dog shrimp?
It's Garfield. Cats.
It's a goddamn man. Cat. It don't deserve no shrimp.
It's Garfield. He get all the shrimp he want to get.
Right, John, I need some more of this shrimp. Like, get the fuck out of my face. Along with a restaurant such as named as Red Lobster and Olive Garden.
I'm just saying, if I can get my shrimp.
Especially Olive Garden, that bland ass.
Shrimp for $10 food. At Dollar General instead of $30 at Red Lobster. I'm going to Dollar General for now.
You're going to die.
And they devein. It's the same shrimp. Mm-mm. They devein.
I'm not buying no shrimp.
It's the same shrimp,
that
Karen.
Somebody got in the back.
It's the article Mm-mm. says they shipped to the same.
Nope. Somebody had shrimp. That shrimp in their coat selling it for 8 days. You're going to die.
Okay, I get it. That shrimp at Dollar General may be contaminated Mm-mm. with the fluid from that woman.
Your shrimp but, gonna be beside a gold watch yeah, this gonna fade on your skin.
Dollar General shrimp be at the bottom. like Harris Teeter and all them get they slave shrimp off the top. Dollar General be like, we'll take that. What's that shrimp that fell off the side?
Yeah, we take that.
What's the bathroom shrimp? Give us some of them bathroom shrimp.
Go ahead and move them sweatshirt over. We'll take that shrimp.
Yeah, the shrimp at the bottom is just mostly fecal powder. We'll take that. We strain it out.
We wash it in the back.
Sadly,
but y'all ain't got no sinks in here. We'll find a way to clean it.
Sadly, shrimp isn't the only product produced by slave labor Americans may be consuming. There are more than 100 types of goods from 74 countries produced with forced labor or child labor, from clothing in Bangladesh to rice in India. But even those confident that seafood isn't coming from Thailand may not be for above reproach. The AP notes that the U.S. State Department has previously tied such seafood to 55 countries on 6 continents, including major supplies to the U.S.
Now, see, let me stop you right there.
Okay.
What you're not going to do is confuse cheap labor for slave labor. Because mm-hmm. if Texas can take slavery out of the history book, then technically this is slavery is not going on.
Right.
Mm. So, therefore, this is just cheap labor. And I'm going to need for your slanderous article and yourself to change your terminology.
Now,
sir.
What we not going right. to do.
That's what we not
What we do. Not going to do is go tit for tat. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you lost my vote, Donald Trump.
The Thai Union of gigantic
Justin Trump.
A gigantic global seafood supplier that the AP says is distributing and exporting much of slave labor shrimp has announced it will bring all shrimp processing in-house by the end of the year, provide jobs to workers whose factories close as a result. Meanwhile, as almost 90% of shrimp sold in the U.S. is imported, eating American caught shrimp may currently be the only safe choice for consumers who are concerned about where their food comes from.
How did you find out? Right.
Because I've never seen a Red Lobster commercial that says straight from Bangkok. It always says right. It always say from Maine.
Hey, man, I'm just going to walk up in Red Lobster. I'm going to wait till my food get on my plate. I'm going to be like, now, is these slave shrimps? I've been hearing a lot about the slave shrimps. Is these them? What about these scallops? Is these scallops produced by free people or by little slave baby children?
I'm walking there. Where's my shrimp plane ticket? My shrimp, you got a plane ticket? How I fly in here?
Do these french fries got some miscarriage in them? Or is they, are these the freedom fries?
Did they have to fight their way out?
Red Lobster and Olive Garden both, of course, deny that they have slave shrimp.
Of course. Because like I said, I like Red Lobster cheddar biscuits. I haven't been Red Lobster in years. But Olive Garden is express Italian fast food. That shit is bland. So, yeah, you tasting all the slavery in that food because there ain't no seasoning on it.
If you eat at Olive Garden and you get the shrimp and the shrimp is like, oh, good day, sir. I'm ready to be eaten. Then you know it's good. But if you get the shrimp and it's like, oh, I sure is ready to get eaten.
It's not shucking and jiving across your plate.
Oh, Lord, is this an Alfredo sauce?
Bathing in the butter.
If your shrimp talk like Jar Jar Binks, then you can't eat it.
The shrimp got a cock.
You don't need to eat that shrimp. It's not the tail. You don't want to eat that.
I watched The Hangover. I know what they do over there in Bangkok.
You know what's funny though is like that's not even the worst kind of slavery in Thailand.
Probably not.
The child sex slavery probably worse. Like those slaves probably are doing better than they like. At least I'm not in the fucking slave market. Like, you know, all I gotta do is pick these shrimp.
Now see, that's the thing right there. And that other woman is holding out on sex. She don't know what porn sex is like. Take, let her take her ass over to Bangkok for a week or two. I bet you she'll get back to doing what
she's
doing.
Nah, I don't think so. That's just me. Biggest go bonkers. Muslim judge swears an oath on the Quran instead of Bible. They say she should be arrested. Reacting to news that a New York...
say fuck them?
Yeah, I feel like they wrong. Reacting
she
to
opted to, right? She probably
of course. To, I mean, right. It's her religion. I mean, you always opt to do it on the book that you want to, right?
I thought so.
She took the oath of office using the Quran instead of the Bible, and commenters flooded the finale, called it an abomination, saying she should be arrested. Following her election last month, Kellen Walker Diallo was sworn in as a civil judge for the 7th Municipal District in Brooklyn, in a Brooklyn Borough Hall last Thursday. She chose to take her oath using the Quran instead of a Bible. After video of the New York Law School graduate was posted online by community activist and litigator Muhammad Majumdar, enraged commenters swarmed his Facebook page to express their outrage, with one writing, "Another piece of shit Muslim trying to take over this country." Mixed in with racist memes.
White. He white, right?
Who?
The race, the commenter, white?
I don't know. I do.
Okay.
Mixed in with the Christian.
Huh?
I just know he a so-called Christian.
A good Christian.
But Christianity, there's a lot of crimes been committed in the name of Christianity, boy.
Yes, it has been.
The Ku Klux Klan. Mixed in with the racist memes accusing President Barack Obama of being a Muslim, were concerned that Walker Diallo might institute Sharia law for her East New York City bench.
Something that she can't do.
Nobody even knows what Sharia law is.
Most people don't know what Sharia law is. Sharia law won't directly affect. This is like an internal thing within the Muslim community. And people act like, y'all, they're just going to come and just kick down your door and tell you got to follow these laws.
Not just that, but they act like you're going to go to the court and be like, yeah, I was speeding and they caught me. And the judge is going to be like, guilty. Chop off his hands. Chop off his hands. That's right. Sharia law, motherfucker. Surprise. We doing it different this time.
It like, don't work like that.
Like that's how, like, yeah. Like it just like it's a card you play in fucking Uno. You just
you're bam trouble.
Sharia law. Y'all ain't know. Oh, y'all thought this was a regular American law. Dog. Nope. You shouldn't have done that
Sharia
shit.
Law, Uno.
Cut his tongue out because I don't appreciate the way he was talking that shit. How is using anything other than the Holy Bible to be sworn in acceptable, wrote Randy Helms.
It's an option.
With Andrew Green adding, absolutely disgusting. What a shame and pitiful place New York has become. Ray Alvey wrote, that is so sick. She should be arrested for that. Setting off, she should be arrested for that. Setting off more commenters. Others wrote, this is a sad day for America. It makes me sick. Now here's the part. Well, I know I ain't shit. Okay. So there's a video of her being sworn in.
Mm-hmm.
She got on this red dress.
Oh,
she is thick. Yeah. I was like, it's like it stripped all the seriousness away from her. Cause I was like, these motherfuckers, man. Man, she is filling this dress out though. Mm-hmm. I see you, Muslim boo. Go and get yours. Get your burger on.
You solemnly affirm. That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties.
As
judge. Look at she filling out this dress. She a motherfucking judge. You know, power is sexy. Is what right. I say.
And a lot of them just mad because of the position that she's holding too.
Give me that Quran. That's what I'm saying. But nah, she clearly is getting railroaded. And people are, of course,
are racist.
Being racist and bigots about her religion.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell if they racist or you just trying to spread your Muslim agenda.
Mm-hmm. They're racist.
They racist.
Yeah, racist, yeah. Cause I combine all that. They're racist.
Yeah. Can't get sworn in on the Quran, apparently. That's
but it's an option though. But you're yeah. not, yeah.
Yeah, that means you the devil. They was just mad she was stunning that red dress like Serena.
Mm-hmm.
Just like setting back all women.
Yeah, mm-hmm. People don't like when brown women shine.
Yeah, but yeah, she is bae. All right, man. Let's get into these segments. Do a little bit of fucking with black people. Where's my music?
just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people.
That's right, guys. Time to play the game that we all love to play, to hate to play, and hate to love to play. It's fucking with black people. It's where we read articles from all around the globe, and we let you guys know how much we feel fucked with as black people from 0 to 100 intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody. That's right. Everybody wants to get in on this. A school has finally apologized for making a little black girl remove her Black Girls Rock shirt. Yes, right, Karen. It's hilarious.
She had a uniform school.
Sharika Jolly was left perplexed one day when her daughter, Makia J, returned from school wearing a shirt other than the one she left home from.
Right. You're going to have all types of questions about that because you go, why are you wearing some shit that I didn't buy?
Mm-hmm.
And why didn't you contact me and tell me about my child's attire versus changing my child's attire against her will, which means you probably touched her, which means we got problems.
Yeah, why couldn't they just put a call in and let you know?
Right, so
it's inappropriate.
And I could have brought my child a change of attire.
Also, that would have meant you would have had to explain why it was inappropriate.
Right, and you didn't want to explain this to me, so you waited till my child got home so that I'm actually extra livid, because I guarantee you if this child would have been a child of Caucasian persuasion, there's no way you have put your goddamn hands on this motherfucking child and sent her home.
Help me.
Sharika Jolly.
See, this is why I don't got kids, y'all.
Sharika Jolly said there was a time when her daughter was very unhappy with the way that she looked. Before, she wanted her hair straightened and her colored blonde. I'm like, no, baby, that's not you. This is who you are. You don't have to be like anyone else with yourself. And I feel like she should be comfortable in her own skin. So she wanted Makia J to love and accept herself just the way she is. So she brought her a t-shirt that says Black Girls Rock. Black Girls Rock is a nonprofit organization that promotes empowerment and mentoring among black women. Makia J has worn the shirt to Potts Ferry Elementary many times, but recently came home from school in a different shirt than the one she left the house wearing. Concerned, Jolly called the principal. When I asked him what was the reason for him taking the shirt off of her, he said, "You're right, it's not in the policy. Nowhere in the policy does it state that the shirt is out of our dress code," said Jolly. He said they made a judgment call, and then I proceeded to ask, "Well, who are the judges judging my 8-year-old? And he said, "Well, I'm the principal, so I made the call." Jolly
is he clapping back?
Jolly says after she complained to administrator for the school district, the school called on Thursday to apologize. It took 2 days, but he did apologize. I accepted the apology, but my concern is how many other kids have been discriminated against at that school and their parents have not spoken up.
Right.
Every boss got a boss.
Right.
Biloxi School Superintendent Arthur McMillan says there was no reaction that the principal later realized. The principal said they got to thinking about it and we were trying to avoid a conflict. In today's world, we think about all the politically correct things that we don't want to offend anybody. Probably overreach in this situation. In our school, we don't do a dress uniform. McMillan says since there is no school uniform, school officials sometimes have to decide on appropriateness. We probably overreach in this situation, but we make many decisions every day. Sometimes with decisions we make, even as parents, we go back and forth and think, I wish I had made that decision but different. I think that's the situation here, McMillan said. If he could just make that decision again, he probably would say, hey, you know what? That's not a big deal, but you're always guarding against how do we not offend anybody? Makia J is now free to wear her Black Girls Rock shirt to school, and a family friend has promised to gift her a new one as well.
Listen, I would get my baby girl a Black Girl Rock shirt every color for every motherfucking day of the week. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Every motherfucking day of the week. We're going to go get her some special shoes that spray painted on the side that say Black Girls Rock, because I want you motherfuckers to know.
Make her pick that. Them shrimp and devein them just like you taught her. But nah, I'm serious. Like, I personally, I feel like I'm gonna say 50 fucked with, because she should have never had to take that shirt off in the first place.
Right, and I think that's where my anger comes from, is for the fact that you did this because somebody complained. Period. An adult, Most children don't give a fuck what other children are wearing. They all snotty nose. They all out there playing in the dirt. Kids don't give a fuck. Some parent or some teacher brought this up, and all the adults overreacted.
I don't even know if it's all the adults. I don't even know if another adult complained. I feel like that principal just saw it. He's probably a white man and went, this is offensive. You need to change your shirt.
And that's the problem. On his level, like he said, you make decisions all the time. On your level, it's supposed to be the minimal of incorrect decisions.
Exactly.
You don't reach that level by making several poor choices along the way.
Right.
I guess my thing is, who brought it to his attention? That's what I'm saying.
He probably saw it himself. It's a school. He probably saw her with that shirt on and went, oh, no, this is going to be a problem, when it's not.
But that's why I give it 100, because of the level of authority that he had.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. The
apology doesn't take nothing off for you,
right? Because he doubled down. He only apologized because his boss got involved, and it was like, "Look, Thomas, you better goddamn call that woman and apologize."
And
good point. That's a good point.
And it took you 2 days, which is a problem all in itself.
Yeah.
And I think for me, you were just gonna get 100 because you touched my baby. And I mean she's not my child, but you sent my child out of attire, and I've sent my child here before, never been a problem, never been an issue. I give you a call as a concerned parent, like a concerned parent would, being reasonable. You clap back at me, we have problems.
Well, you know, there was another article I'm not gonna read because I had nothing to do with the show, but there was a person that made a kid change his shirt because it had a stormtrooper with a gun on it for Star Wars. And they apologized for that too. Not the same school, but I think a lot of times it's just people overreacting.
Right.
And I think black people taking pride in blackness is just very rarely understood or appreciated by somebody that's not black. Like, especially white people, they feel like it's a threat. They don't even know why they feel that way. They haven't really thought about it. And they don't understand privilege, and they don't understand the dynamics of a marginalized group having pride in themselves, as opposed to like white people having pride in themselves, which has been affiliated with some very bad movements such as the KKK, neo-Nazis, and things of this nature. So it's like white pride is violent and lashes out, and it's about hurting people and shit like this, whereas black pride is about having pride within yourself, within a group that has been told that they're not proud. So for black girls to say we rock, there's a lot of white people that take offense to that, where they're like, so what are you trying to say about me? Why isn't this conversation centered around me? You need to say something inclusionary, like we all rock. And it's like, no, that's not the message we're trying to send. We're not saying black girls are the only ones who rock. We're
right.
Saying black girls rock too. There's an implied two on the end of that.
Right.
Same thing with Black Lives Matter.
The two, for some reason, in a lot of these instances, always get dropped. It always...
Well, white people of privilege cannot typically relate to it because in their minds, only is in there instead of two, because they don't consider themselves privileged. Like, they're like, well, the world doesn't tell me the world tells me I need to say everybody rocks. Why don't you feel that way? And it's like, because the world is also kissing your ass, telling you that you're the best.
Right.
It's not telling me I'm the best. So I'm saying I'm the best as well.
Yeah. And I think for me, and this is just me personally, I've been getting more of those shirts. I got a Black Girls Rock shirt. I got like a nappy headed shirt. I got like all, especially with me going natural. And for me,
you got Black Girls a Magic shirt. You got a Bald Bay shirt.
Yes.
And I know because I bought them. So, you know.
Yeah, I got another shirt that has like a phrase on the back of it. I forgot that one.
Did you get the one about the black woman? I got that off of Jamila Lemieux. I saw she was, Jamila Lemieux was promoting it on Twitter. And it was like, you know, just so and so more shirts and we can print it. And I was like, Karen would like one of those shirts. So I got that one. I forget what it said. It's something black woman though.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've been getting those shirts for you because, you know, I feel like, one, you know, I enjoyed the messages and stuff that are on the shirts. But then two, I knew you would like them.
Yes.
So, you know, I think, and I don't think there's anything like we don't need to be taking any level of, there's no shame in being proud of being black.
Right. And Leslie just remind me. Yeah, I got the free black woman shirt.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, free
and,
black woman.
And I think, I'll get back to you in a second, Justin. I think for me, wearing those shirts as a black woman means a lot to me. So I couldn't even imagine, and I wish that I had this shit when I was a child. So I couldn't even imagine children who are embracing and loving themselves as little girl, black little girls. So that's why I was like, oh, to me, you just get a motherfucking 100 across the board, because I'm like, you don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Justin. I'm sorry.
No, my question was there a specific site that you got, like the Black Women Are Magic, or was it just Amazon?
Well, Black Girls Are Magic. I mean, you could Google these things, but by that I mean, like, if you Google it, it should take you to some of the places, but. I get it through Twitter, man. Like, yeah, a lot of these people I follow on Twitter.
You see the links. Yeah.
You know, they have different things that they sell, different, you know, whatever. And from time to time, I'll just be like, oh, yeah, Karen would enjoy that.
I guess you know what I'm saying. Like if I got Belleville, I would want to get it from Belleville's website. I don't want to get it from Johnson &
Johnson.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I found out through Twitter who makes what.
Like, yeah, they'll let you know.
Like, that's how I found out. I was just active on Twitter and... it was like, oh, this is the person behind it. I just don't remember off the top of my head the people. And maybe if you ask Twitter with your account.
I'm going to have to, because
a listener or somebody might direct you. Direct, I don't know. I just told you I don't know.
Man, you bought the shirt. You black ass.
You a nigga, man.
100.
I hate you.
Fucking with light-skinned people.
100. speaking of fucking with black people, here's the next story.
Put the sign up. He got a Police Lives Matter a poster on there.
Go
what
ahead.
Wrong with him? You got 15-year-old kids dying.
Go ahead.
Back up. Do you see this rat? I don't. I kill, bitch. I don't give a fuck.
Say that shit.
Go ahead. Do it. Yeah, do
it. Fuck you. Fuck you, bitch. You wanna run your mouth? I'll put my fist right through your fucking skull and fuck you.
Yep.
And fuck you through your bitch.
Oh, what you gonna do?
Bitch, you bitch, you don't, do something about
what
it.
You gonna do?
Don't do something about it. Oh, where? Do something about it. I tell you what, I'll fuck you.
I got the right to say what I want.
Fuck you. I got the right to say what I want to say too. You stole it.
Get your ass over there.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
My goddamn girl, no bitch. What's wrong with him?
That's right.
What's wrong with him?
You don't like it too bad. That's right, you fucking curly headed bitch.
And he's a Marine.
That's right. That's
and he's a Marine.
That's right. Yeah. I'm a freaking cop. Yeah. You want some boy, say something, boy, and I'll wreck you on
first of all,
world.
Don't call me no boy.
That's right. You don't fucking tell me what to do. You understand?
I'm saying, fuck the police.
Fuck you. Do
fuck the police.
It, fuck you too, you bitch.
That's you're why NWA came head. Out for a reason. And they black. What's up? Bitch.
You're a pussy. You ain't gonna do nothing.
You're a but fucking
you're
pussy.
You're a pussy.
This shit is gonna go on the fucking news. Go ahead, do something. Cause that's going on the fucking news.
I wreck your freaking world one time, boy, and I'll get away with it.
Oh!
You get away with it? Right. Yeah, you get away with it? You get away with it?
You
get away with it?
Hey,
I wish you would! I wish you fucking would! I wish you fucking would! It's early in the fucking morning, you fucking asshole!
Fuck you, nigga!
Kiss my fucking ass!
Say it again!
Nigga!
This is not the 60s no more.
Niggas. Fuck you. They don't freaking run along like Dr. Smith says. Run along, you little bitch.
Yeah.
Spiderhead monkey.
Exactly.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Go get some fresh,
hey,
you little bitch. Go
you
fuck
get
yourself.
Some
hey, first fuck of all, bro, stop talking to my girl like
man,
that.
Do something about it, boy.
Stop.
Do something. I'll close on your fucking house about three times. You'll fucking sit in the freaking air. You fucking pussy. Yeah, I got the edge.
Yeah,
I got the edge,
keep
boy.
Keep on talking
I
about
got the
it,
edge, boy. I got
your
the
ass
edge.
Ain't gonna be on Skylight
no the
more.
Edge right here.
I don't give a fuck.
Good. Hey,
and
so that is what you're hearing is a random white dude.
You off screen?
I'm off screen. Finally, oh thank God, we can stop pretending to care about black people and all their problems. Anyway, man, I was talking to these gay Jews the other day, and I gotta say, man, it was something else. You know what I mean? It's getting a whole lot of money to pretend to care about this stuff, and I'm glad we're off camera so that I can finally come clean. You know, you know, I don't care about any of this stuff. I'm secretly a hotel. You know, you know, Black Lives Matter. What was Black Lives Matter when black on black crime was happening? You know what I'm saying? Black on black crime matters to me. That's what I care about. So I don't care about none of this other bit. people talking about, are we back on? Yeah, man. So I'm disgusted by this shit, man. This dude, U.S. Marine, and he harasses and threatens a group of Black Lives Matter protesters, calling them nigger and shit. It's just random, like, you know, they just because they happen to be there, you know, one Black people to not be killed by the police. He decided that he could just hammer them with racist abuse. So, 0 to 100, Justin.
Man.
What would you give? What?
Actually,
come on, you spider head boy. Actually, what would you give it, boy?
I give him
nigga
25.
Nigga
25.
Okay.
I'm not even
Karen,
impressed.
What would you give it?
Oh, 100.
Yeah, I say 100 too.
I'm not even impressed. He not one time did he raise his hand or actually touch anybody. He just spouted off at the mouth.
I don't know. Stuff like that scares me.
Yes, it
especially
does.
Especially the way he was talking to the woman there, like, you know, like he was doing his best to really
get a response. Get,
he wanted them to do something to him so he would have a reason to be like,
right, to justify they did.
But
actions.
People that are crazy like that, you just don't know that line is something they're gonna respect.
Right, you gotta have a weapon on him or anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So 25 for Justin, 100 for us.
Yeah, I'm not impressed. Fuck him.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy.
That wasn't no world star.
Although we know I do have a history of retaliating back.
I wasn't even gonna say it. So I wasn't even gonna say it because me and you both know that's full of shit. Like, I was gonna let you cook if you wanted to pretend that you would let that happen. Yeah, if you want to pretend like that wouldn't bother you in real life.
Yeah, like you ain't got no degrees in education.
If Pat started doing that Saturday.
Oh, you would have problems.
Like, Justin would just be like, 25. I had to get Justin off that, man.
Come on now, to your face, dog.
I'll be back here like, baby, Justin got arrested.
I'd like to say it wouldn't happen to my face, but that's not true.
Say what?
I'd like to think that wouldn't happen to my face, but I clearly know that's not true.
I feel like Pat would do it.
I don't think he would, but the other one at the Harris Y would.
Yeah.
Because he's the only one that's actually ever heard, like, those bias.
Get a job.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, like all those
You definitely
things.
Didn't take it at 25. You definitely went to 100 on Chase.
Yeah, so it's...
Yeah.
I mean, it happens, but he didn't get the response he thought he was going to get either.
That's true.
So, maybe it just depends on, I just need to do the opposite to agitate you more.
Maybe that's what it is, dog. Here's another story. Okay, why anymore? What the fuck?
It looked like more propaganda, that's why.
Damn it, it was just ready to play. Oh, now it's loading.
Okay. Right. I thought you press play, it went played, and it was...
Says he's typically gone way too far this time. Fox 5's Marina Morocco is here to start us off at 10. Marina.
Yeah, well, it's gone way beyond a feud between neighbors who say it's completely one-sided. They're fed up and believe their neighbor needs to be held accountable for wrecking their peace of mind.
It's a 14-month-old hate crime.
From the moment Dante and his family moved into their New Market neighborhood.
Hey, and a family. Uh-oh. Feel like this
but
is not going to
be harassment.
What, Karen?
That's a beautiful house, too.
Mm-hmm. Stopped.
It's so bad. When I call 911, within 10 seconds, the dispatcher cuts me off. I already know where you're calling about.
Dante's next door neighbor, Six. Sean Porter, a renter who has taken his First Amendment right to a whole nother level.
Oh, fucking renter.
Put it out there, renting, boy.
Right. We buying, you renting.
He has a truck that's spray painted on the side that says, I love Jenkins.
His front yard becoming a public display of anger and rants, calling out the neighborhood's homeowners association, its board members by name, and even putting up their headshots. His latest antics, sarcastic references directed towards Frederick County Sheriff Jenkins.
His mailbox is no longer there because one of the residents just freaking plowed it over.
Warning, no trespassing. Violators will be shot. Survivors will be shot again. Neighbors allege Porter brandishes assault rifles on his windowsills in plain sight as a form of intimidation.
Now he bothers me.
Say what?
Now he bothers me like that other dude.
Oh, okay.
On some workers that were remodeling my home because they parked in front of his house mistakenly thinking it was mine.
Dante said harassment is incessant, with Porter dedicating a day to wave Confederate flags with the help of his middle school son for hours on end.
Wow. He made his son get out there. crazy.
The son, if you go to the playground and that black kid is there, you come home.
Last week, Dante called the cops at 2:30 in the morning after he alleges Porter spent the night blaring music in the front yard.
He's threatening, he's harassing, he's doing absolutely everything. Thursday night, he put my name on his truck. Then it became a direct attack.
Yeah, fuck Dante.
Right. Last couple of weeks. Motherfucker, you rent. Get the fuck up out of there. You're not even purchasing that motherfucking home.
What? See, that's a level of crazy. He spray painted his own vehicle to show how much he hates you. But what was the first encounter like? Moving in, it's like, hey, you know, just wanted to introduce myself to my new neighbors. I'm Dante. Nice to meet you.
They need to make a movie about this.
What was that like?
Get off my lawn, boy. Nigga! Nigga!
I just wanted to say hello. Well, you know, moving into the house right next door. You know, I figured we'd get along, be neighbors. Have children about the same age.
You can get along off my porch, boy. What's your name? What's your name?
It's Dante again. Well, how are you?
I know, right in the eye.
Wait, what?
Is that Dante with an E and a little apostrophe thing over it, or just a regular E?
Why are you spraying my name?
I just want to get it right. Is it with an E or
Is that a weapon?
Is it D-A-N-T-A-Y?
Come on, get in the house, son.
Is it D-O-N-T-A-Y?
Is it French?
Get in the house, son.
You know how y'all love to spell
it. It was nice meeting you. It was nice meeting you. My bad. It was nice meeting you.
You know how you people love to spell it.
I know.
Like the neighbor from Moving.
I know.
Deputies keep a round clock watch, making sure tensions don't escalate. Tonight, Porter stopped by our live truck asking what we were doing.
He allegedly calls me names and he harasses me.
Wait, what?
He calls the police about the way my car is parked in the middle of the night to wake me up on purpose. So.
Well, he said that you rev your engine late into the night.
No, I don't rev my engine late into the night. He's talking about kids in the neighborhood. It has nothing to do with me.
Here's the thing. Why didn't they ask him why he has fuck Dante on spray paint on his, like, sir, your credibility is kind of
all the Confederate heritage flags.
And thing about it is, I don't believe you, sir.
He said allegedly.
Right. Those are allegedly kids.
It's like, we've never had this problem until you got here, sir. None of these problems exist until you started written.
It was Porter who recently chased down a school bus in their neighborhood.
Oh, God, he's getting off.
Just wait.
Terrorizing their children.
They chased down a school bus.
What about that time that you chased that school bus down?
There was no time I chased a school bus down.
There's
no chasing a school bus down.
You were tailgating that bus.
Have a good day. No, I wasn't tailgating any bus. Have a good day. Otherwise, I would have been charged, wouldn't I? Have a good one. Take care. Thank you.
Oh, because he's not charged with it, it don't count.
He got a classic kidnap little kids van.
Yeah, he's one of those people that is like, I'm not touching you.
Right, all on the technicalities on bullshit.
2015 should not be subject to hate crime in 2015. It's absolutely ridiculous. I feel like I'm living in the 50s.
And tonight I spoke with Frederick County Sheriff Jenkins on the phone. He says his deputies have been gathering written statements from neighbors who say they've been harassed by Sean Porter. The sheriff believes these allegations, as well as what he has personally witnessed, now amasses to criminal harassment and potentially even a hate crime. He says the final word rests with the state attorney's office that will determine if there's probable cause to...
All right, 0 to 100, Justin.
I don't know. He was fucking with white people, too, on that same video.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give him 100 because he's posing the guns.
Yeah, I know it sounds sad, but when the white folks start speaking up, oh, it's a problem. It's like, they're like, look, we don't care nothing about you harassing the nigga, but you keeping us up too. Fuck you.
Yeah, once he spray painted his own truck, he had me at, hello.
What a piece of shit.
Right.
He spray painted his own vehicle.
That's how bad his hate went. Yeah, he gets 100 for me.
100 for me too.
He need to go get a magnet made that he can peel off when he get ready.
Can't you go to the person that owns the home and be like, can't you evict this person?
Why you be trolling, man?
he went and got some $3 spray for a can of spray paint.
to spray his own truck that he doesn't drive.
Right.
He just to sit there in front of the house. Like, look, you niggers.
I want you to see this every time you come home.
Yeah.
Why doesn't Dante go ahead and put a fence up, though?
I don't know.
I guess, but you know what, though?
I mean, what's a fence going to do to a crazy
then
person?
You don't
like got to
at least look at it.
But you do, though. I mean, you're going to have to put a wall up. There ain't going to be a fence if you don't want to see that. You see how he parked that truck way up on the hill? He did it so it's above eyesight. You got to look at it.
I'm going
to
put it above your fence.
Park this damn truck next to the door. The driveway starts down at the street.
Hey man, that dude is crazy.
See, that's the kind of person I'd be scared to call the cops on. Cause I'm like, they just gonna shoot me before the cops show up.
Right, they just gonna have to shoot me then, cause I'm gonna call. I'm not gonna be in there fucking afraid and frightened. Cops need to do their fucking job.
I feel like Dante just need to whoop his ass time.
Think that's what it is?
Nah, then Dante be going to jail and just prove that dude right. Nope.
Yeah.
But a good ass whooping will let him know don't fuck with me though.
Mm. There you go.
You know, he might get shot afterward, but you know.
No, you might get shot too now.
I'm saying Dante might get shot.
Yeah, maybe. So, maybe that's what it is.
Dante seemed too reasonable to have weapons at his own home.
Yeah, Dante ain't trying to do nothing, get kicked out of that white subdivision.
Right.
He like, man, I just want to move here with my family.
One man in Missouri is defending his decision to not only fly the canoes near it. Right. Now, his neighbors feel like it's an obvious gesture to display his racism. But Jeffrey Tindall doesn't think so. There's Jeffrey Tindall there right next to... No.
Anybody ever deserve one?
Listen, Cenk, stop judging him by the way he looks. Some of his best friends are black. In fact, he uses that defense. let me tell you what he has to say about the Confederate flag and his decision to hang a noose right by it.
Oh, wait, this is a Young Turks. I thought they were just going to give us the news. I wasn't even looking for... Huh, all right. Actually,
I need to show the article. Yeah,
yeah, I was looking for the news clip, but
okay, you might have to.
But I don't think they have just the news.
You
clip.
Don't got his name.
That's why I was looking. That's why I searched for it.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Maybe this one. I hate when that happens. I was like, I thought it was just gonna be like WTBD. Your local racist news.
Yeah, I guarantee you that's somebody. You probably Google his name. It probably popped right up.
She was right, though. Don't judge him off of how he looks.
Right.
Even though he does look mighty racist.
I think Jeffrey, whatever that first name is.
Jeffrey Tindall?
Yeah, you probably put that in the Google search and you probably find the article easier.
Don't we have somebody running for president named Tindall?
Jindal.
Oh.
and it's spelled differently anyway.
Sounds the same. They're related.
Same policies.
Might be on this one. I mean, okay.
Same policies.
Same person to me.
You know.
Same person.
Just when you thought the whole Confederate flag racism controversy was over, just look over to Springfield, Missouri. A resident hung a Confederate flag over his garage door along with a noose. Such a sick gesture. And it doesn't sit well with at least one neighbor.
There's a lot of history of this country that's really despicable. And that noose represents bad things in the South. The way I look at it, a noose means lynching.
The noose and flag were both taken down after they drew unwanted attention. But the flag went back up pretty quickly. Its owner, Jeffrey Tindall, says the Confederate flag represents history to him.
Confederate flag, the rebel flag, whatever you choose to call it, it does not stand for racism at all. It's inherited.
Say what you want about the Confederate flag, but how can someone justify the noose? Tindall claims it wasn't intended to be part of the display and says his brother was learning how to tie knots when the noose was made.
That's what they all say.
This noose may or may not be a hateful display, but it sure is twisted.
0 to 100, Justin.
I'll say 50 for that beat.
Yeah, that was the best way to find out some shit was racist, right?
It don't affect you as bad if it's on a hot 50. Beat.
I'm gonna get. He not even man up to stand behind his racism.
They killing black people, y'all.
I'm gonna give him 50.
Ding.
And it's 25 for each decoration.
Just once, they need to put underneath that. Where do you see my dick?
Ah!
Beat that pussy up. Look, I got plenty of black friends. Like, wow. 100 for me. I don't know how anybody can give anything else.
He didn't. He wouldn't stand behind it. He even blamed it on his brother. My brother, it was a nut time contest.
Yeah, but it's like white people are trolling at this point. Like, they have run out of shit to do. And they're just like, how can we be racist without just it coming out and being racist?
Right.
And that's the new shit. All right, man. Let's get into Group of Tales.
Shit. I brought my shades.
Yeah. Hey, yo, I'm looking for a 5-star bitch talking about. I know I got it. I'm telling my own guy, be looking like he just stepped out of my place. Stay my in, man. Stay my in. Got it, here go 12 bars. Gucci man got 9 cars. We don't call them down no more. Oh, now we call them 5 stars. 5-star nigga, that's a 5-star click. That's a 645. That's a new L6. Pay a bill, get a hell fix, might even pay a rent. And the way she giving to me, best money I ever spent. I can't even lie. I'm so super high. Do not eat her, will not keep her unless she is 5. Gucci man's a thug, B. Yo man is a thug. See, she love me, now she love you, not now. All my bitches love me. If you in Atlanta, call a Gucci girl and beat me. We can find a 5-star hotel, you can meet me. 5-star bitch, that's a 5-star bitch, that's a 5-star bitch, yeah, that's a 5-star bitch. If your credits go high, feet and nails stay fly, keep your juice box wet, and your head something fire, you a 5-star, and yeah, you a 5-star bitch. All right, here are your choices, Justin. We only down to 4. 4 for the year. Groupie Tales, James Young, rookie with the Boston Celtics. Number 2, Baller Male, Titans rookie Deion Long was like the stove your mother told you not to touch. Not safe for work picks. Number 4.
I'm definitely going to pass on that one.
Number 4, five actions a woman needs to see to trust you to lead her from a man's POV. Blogged by @Mitchell_Chance. And lastly, Groupie Tales, another August Alsina tale, this time featuring DJ Era.
Oh, let's go with number one. He got an NBA player.
James Young. Nigga, I've never heard of him. Ricky. When did she fuck this dude? She also fucked him quick. In and out the league. Back to D-League by the time she got done.
She probably got him right before he got drafted.
Mm-hmm.
Thought he was gonna be somebody.
Here's a groupie tale on 19-year-old Boston Celtics forward James Young. He's adorable. Can we say the same about his sex game? Read on to find out. Disclaimer, groupie tales are submitted by readers who cannot find 100% accuracy of any story posted. I was a freshman in college, and I just so happened to meet college student and now NBA player James Young of the Boston Celtics. I met James Young in Santa Monica, and I just thought he was the cutest thing. His hair and smile turned me all the way.
All the way.
I was in Santa Monica with my friends doing some shopping. I see this guy looking at me, but I'm just like, why does he keep looking?
Did you know why?
So we're in the Nike store and he decides to come up to me and introduces himself. And I was just like, this man is beyond beautiful to me. So we exchange numbers, and maybe not even 2 hours later, I get a text from him and he's like, what's up with you? We attempt to get to know each other through text, and I told him I was in college, and he tells me he was just in college and is now going to the draft. So we FaceTime and we got heavy in our conversation about sex, and that made want him even more. So I finally give in to chill with him. Things were cool. We talked and he began to kiss me. His lips were so soft, and I just wanted him to kiss me all over at that point. I didn't think I was going to be so wild with him, but I did, and it felt too good. He started kissing me on my neck, so I began to moan really loud. So he pulls his shorts down, and I just went for it. His dick,
go for what you know.
His dick is so about 9 inches, and it's so thick. I couldn't stop sucking. It felt too good.
She should start writing for Playboy.
After he came, he laid me down. That's what she spelled out. He laid me down. He put a condom on, and he was all in my stomach, and he was ramming his dick in me. But it felt too good, and I never wanted it to stop. Guess she was having sex like those porn people. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good. This whole big ass cock. I love it. So hard. We then switched position and he was hitting it from the back and he loved it when I was throwing it back at him. He was like, he was about to come and I wanted to get more spontaneous with him. So we stopped and I told him, let me suck the cum out of him. And then he went crazy. He was going blah, 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 all over the place.
What is wrong with her? That was her shot right there.
She could have got pregnant.
Right. Why? What is she doing?
She don't.
Goddamn rookies.
Wasn't trying to get a come up. We went for about 3 rounds and it was just the most amazing dick I had ever had.
I need Glory to start teaching classes. I had to trap these hoes to get pregnant.
Glory Johnson.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He really knows how to treat a woman. After he was done dicking me down.
Dicking me down.
I just love that treat a woman and dicking me down were right next to each other in sentences. Like, just you know what, that's what I want somebody to say about me one day. You know, Rod really knows how to treat a woman. After he was done dicking me down, he made me a sandwich.
That's how you treat a woman.
He surprised me by eating the cat, and when I say he has a golden tongue, I mean it. He didn't stop until I came, and while he was eating the cat, he was using his fingers to make me come harder. When we were all done, we slept in his hotel room, and that morning, we took a shower together, and I began to give head in the shower. And then later, we kissed goodbye, and he waited for me to get my car from valet. We still text each other, and he lets me know when the Celtics are playing near me. I feel like he wrote this. Nobody know who this nigga is.
Mm-mm.
He was a rookie trying to get in the groupie tail. Like, I feel like he said, I need some advertising, so groupies will holler at me. Let me go make this up.
Right.
Nico Rose just put dot, dot, dot. Monica put great tail, very detailed. Chaz Harvey says, sad face. Simple Bijou says, well, if she happy, I'm happy for her.
Oh.
Nicole says no De Niro.
They was not pleased.
Gold diggers. G-O-A-L.
V says no ma'am, no drinking the pimp juice on random ballers / strangers during the first encounter, and your ass is still too broke to pay attention, girl, bye. Oh. Gold,
I mean, he is in his second year right now.
That's true. You know, maybe. Gold digging says she sounds very young, questionable. That was not wild sex, but it is for an 18-19-year-old. You should have kept quiet since you're still communicating. And Patrice Scott just put a sad face.
Oh, a lot
of sad faces this week.
They was not pleased.
You a five-star bitch. You a five-star bitch. You a five-star bitch. I need a five-star bitch. I need a five-star bitch. You a five-star bitch. It's your boy, Yo Gotti. I do grade A shit. I'm the realest nigga walking, and this the remix. And I'm still out here looking for a five-star chick. When I catch her, I'ma bless her with a five-star kick. She a natural-born hustler. She ain't chasing no suckers. Only mess with real niggas. She ain't never fuck the buses, so your cars and your jewelry, and she really don't excite her. All your hating assholes in the club won't fight her. She was born in the 8th, went to school in D.C. Got a job in Dallas, Texas, then you move to Tennessee. If you ain't a five-star shorty, go ahead and face the fake Gucci, fake Louis shorty, that'll make your basic.
Yo, I just realized, Karen, we can't play Guess the Race. Justin is facing my computer screen.
Oh, my bad.
Yep, so.
Play with the chat.
The chat can play. All right, we'll do it that way.
I didn't even think about that. I'm used to setting up for balls deep sports. My bad.
It's all good. It's all good. Just realized that right. I mean, we've been sitting here for an hour and I ain't realized. 3 hours.
Me either. I just set it up like normal.
I pulled up the screen. I was like, he gonna know all the answers. What the fuck?
Yeah, I hadn't been here for a week, damn, forever.
I know, man. Anyway.
Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time.
That's right, it's time for Guess the Race. The number one game show going all across podcasts, and we read and play news articles from all over the globe. And we ask our contestants today in the chat room to guess the race. And the chat room is racist. All right. And today's Guess the Race is brought to you by Bevel. That's right, guys. Bevel is a shaving system that is designed for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Step up your shave game and say goodbye to razor bumps. Many of you people listen to this podcast. You have friends that listen to this podcast. Your man listen to this podcast. I see y'all talking about it on Facebook like, oh yeah, my boyfriend put me on this podcast. Well, have you put your boyfriend on the bevel? Let the men in your life know that you care about them by giving them the first month bevel subscription so they can get that starter kit. Got a safety razor, shaving brush, blades, priming oil, shaving cream, and cool restoring balm. I don't know how any man that you respect that can listen to this podcast that needs to step his shave game up so that he don't have to deal with all that irritation and shit that they got to do to their face to keep from having bumps. Well, he can just simplify to get a system that's designed specifically for him.
Oh, y'all know somebody in the military.
I know somebody, Justin. I know Justin. Welcome to the club, brother.
Well, all right.
You know
then.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, we got to take care of
you. You think I'm just going to say it and not believe it myself?
It's actually good. You're going to love it.
Merry Christmas, Justin.
Well, I appreciate that.
Hey, man. You know, this is, hey, get your shave on. Mm-hmm. And tell, you know, let the people know when you get the smoothness going and the no irritation, and you don't have to take 17 steps to your skin no more. You be in and out the house,
mm-hmm.
You know, feel
it
like
smells a, good. Justin.
Feel like a professional. Got the shaving brush, mm-hmm. The priming oil. You got the little restoring balm. Man, it's so good.
It is.
I used to have to put alcohol on my face. Now I be looking at my alcohol bottles. They so full, full alcohol. The alcohol salesman be mad. I don't never come by no more in this section of the store. So make sure you guys go to getbevel.com and use code TBGWT. Get 20% off your first month. Getbevel.com. That's GETBEVEL.com. Let's get into the sizzle. A boy got set on fire.
Oh.
Disabled teen on Staten Island recovering from severe burns that were allegedly caused by a bully.
This is awful. And the victim's mother says that the bully's family tried to cover up the attack. Jessica Formoso has more on that story.
13-year-old DeAndre Bloomfield remains in the hospital with second and third degree burns. His mother says her son was set on fire by a bully.
We just want friends. He's like, okay, not thinking of the worst that this is could happen to him.
The horrific act took place on December 2nd at the 13-year-old suspect's home. DeAndre's mother says the teen allegedly sprayed cologne on her disabled son and lit a match.
My son is handicapped. You know, and he can't run. He only can walk. He walks with a limp. So he said when he tried to leave and grab the doorknob or whatever to the boy's room, he lit the match the second time. And that's when it lit up.
But she says what makes matters worse, adults were home when this all occurred.
His mother was there. The sister was there.
And his mother claims instead of calling 911 immediately for help, it took them about two hours to get him medical attention.
When Woo. The sister saw what was going on, she tried to cover it up. She put DeAndre in a shower, which hurts even more.
According to Allen, DeAndre has been a victim of bullying in the past.
He walks with a heavy limp, which is true, and the kids around here call him Limpy. And I correct everybody that his name is not Limpy, it's DeAndre.
Now DeAndre lays in this hospital bed with burns to his face, neck, chest, and arm.
DeAndre is scarred for the rest of his life, and it's not even the physical damage, it's the mental damage, because every night DeAndre is crying like 1, 2 o'clock with nightmares.
Allen has this message for the suspect's family.
Shame on you, and that mother and that sister need to be in jail because they tried to cover it up.
The 13-year-old was arrested and charged with 2 counts of assault and criminal possession of a weapon. In the newsroom, I'm Jessica Formoso, Fox 5 News.
Mm-hmm.
That's all assault.
That's all. Guess the race of the victim. Guess the race of the victim.
Not yeah. attempted murder.
Not attempted murder. Not conspiracy.
That's a hate crime against the disabled.
One who went from well done to well damn.
Oh.
Linda Brothers. Crunchy Black. Oh, Elliot. DeAndre, 2.5 hours till help came. Blackity Black. Low on CPS priority list, Black. One who buys the red box shrimp, Dollar General, Black. Black, Crispy Black. There was no cologne. His own mixtape burned him, Black. Crispy Black. Blacker than the bottom of West Virginia mine shaft. Murray's hair pomade and dark meat. The correct answer is he was a little black boy, guys. How do you guys feel terrible about yourselves now?
I don't think they do.
Hope you guys are all proud of yourselves, okay? It's a little disabled black kid and y'all just making jokes.
Now they said they heard the story.
Right.
Is this like Ray Rice all over again? You just gotta see the video for you to be like, and that's fucked up.
Right. Now look at the chat. Like, oh, I feel guilty, poor baby. Well, you knew the baby was burnt up when I told you the story. You didn't have to be funny.
I'm glad I'm not sleeping.
Man charged after reportedly causing a scene in McDonald's. Wait, I think I already did this dude. Yeah, this is the dude that thought he was Jesus. Da 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 da.
Oh, yeah, we did that one.
Da da da. Da da da. All right, here's one. Investigators fear a father fed his young son to pigs after beating him to death. Oh, not a good day to be a young kid on this show today. It's probably pretty much never a good day to be a young kid in this segment of the show. But specifically rad today. Kansas City, a gruesome investigation in the KCK includes sickening suspicions that a father fed his seven-year-old son to pigs after beating him to death, a source close to the case says. Michael A. Jones, 44, has an enormously high bond of $10 million.
Who?
Michael A. Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones. You want his phone number? The charges are for aggravated assault with a firearm, aggravated battery, and a child abuse. But the bond is higher than for most murders. The Piper area home that Jones's 29-year-old wife Heather Jones lived in is valued at $225,000, but the backyard is littered with junk, as well as toys for their children. Two women who often care for the kids say the conditions inside were deplorable. That why are y'all not telling anybody?
And what does the price of the house have to do with anything?
Right, this doesn't happen here. That house was horrible, it said one woman who asked for anonymity. That house was just filthy. The kids lived in filth, trash everywhere, dry food all over the house. The women say 8 children, ranges 1 to 11, lived inside the home. Police came to the home Wednesday morning on a report of Michael Jones attacking his wife and firing a gun at her. As the investigation progressed, someone told them to check for the decomposed body of a missing 7-year-old boy. By the next day, they were searching at a barn on the property where they discovered human remains. Michael Jones is now charged with battering and assaulting his wife on Wednesday, but also torturing and cruelly beating his 7-year-old son sometime between May 1st and September 28th. Jesus. The former babysitter says several people contacted the Kansas Department for Children and Families with concerns for the children. They fear the remains being found belong to the boy, and they say they're watching closely to make sure justice is served. Oh, so they never came out, possibly. Okay.
They waited until after they got their paycheck.
The women say the 7 other children are safe and in protective custody. For all those girls to have been witness to what their brother went through and to carry the burden that something happened to their brother is horrible. It's a timeline that terrifies the child's former babysitters who say Jones' wife added livestock to the barn this fall. She went and got pigs in September, she said. Damn. So I wonder if they killed the boy. And then I was like, how are we going to get rid of his body? We'll buy some pigs. The police source said investigators feel the remains are the result of the child being fed to pigs after being beaten to death.
Shit.
Those remains have yet to be identified. He's on a $10 million bond, which is the highest a judge has ever granted in the 34 years he's been in the district attorney office. Judge Alvey granted bond based on a number of flight factors and safety factors. Michael Jones is affiliated with a bail bonding company that operates in Topeka. He is expected to have a first appearance in Wyandotte County court on Monday. Guess the race of Michael A. Jones, 44 years old.
In Topeka, Kansas. All right.
Let's see what they believe. People purchasing cheese enthusiasts, white because a pig isn't a pet for a black family. It's dinner. White like all that other dried up poop laying around. Fuck Dante White. House smells like wet dog white. Child died from eating nothing but kale white. How did the school not send cops? Right. Thinks Trump is an American hero. White. These long stories denote caring, therefore white. Pets to clean up the crime scene and supply pig feet. Black. Cares more about animals than humans. White. forget not to come back after going to the store for Menthol's Black, wishes he owns some Negroes to tell his Phil White. The correct answer is, and the vast majority of you missed it, he was Black. And a couple of you guys got it.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Oh, he looks so sleepy.
I figured they would get it once I said they worried about the price of his house, like Black people can't have nice things.
I thought they would get it when when Child Protective Services never came out.
Right.
Like, oh, wait. Is that Black family? Yeah. All right, that's cool.
Yeah.
Bonus round. Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race. Yes. That's right. It's double the points, double the race, and the bonus round against the race. So far, everybody's all over the place. But let's see if they can finish on a strong note. Here we go. You know what Snapchat is, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm scared of that.
All right.
Don't be scared of a carrot and don't bite.
A British pervert posed as a girl to trick young boys into sending him nude pictures on Snapchat.
Oh,
just sampling.
Okay.
Just sampling. Oh, they sent this dude a dick, man. That's got to be a feeling that, how do you get back from that? How do you ever feel clean again? Ryan Lee convinced the youngsters he was a girl named Amber and asked for pictures of them in their underwear and nude photos. Now the twisted 19-year-old has been jailed for 5 years after police uncovered his scheming in February this year. Lee targeted boys as young as 12 on social media to ask for pictures of them while pretending to be a girl. Mm. Lee also messaged the boy from his own Snapchat account and eventually persuaded him to exchange indecent images and videos. When Lee was arrested, he admitted to police he had also been speaking to a number of other children. Lee deliberately set out to trick boys into thinking they were engaging in a relationship with a girl online for his own sexual pleasure, said Detective Constable Kinga Hammersley from the UK's pedophile online investigation team. It is clear that such a betrayal of trust had a major impact upon the children involved and demonstrates the unseen harm that can take place on social networking sites. Lee admitted 4 counts of enticing the child to engage in sexual activity, 2 counts of making indecent images, 1 count of possessing indecent images, and 4 counts of distributing indecent images of children. Lee will also have to register as a sex offender for life. We sex offenders for life.
Forever,
we ain't
forever,
going
ever.
Nowhere.
But he should be locked up a little longer than that 5 years.
How long you think he should be locked up, buddy?
5 years for each child that he was getting pictures from?
Mm-hmm.
Or attempted to get pictures from?
Mm-hmm. That's how long you think it should be? Okay. Let's check the chat room and see what they believe race is.
That should give them a good 30.
Baby Batter White, Jared out on bail, White. Sandusky Prodigy White, part of Jared Fogle workout plan, White. White. Baby Oglin White, Baby Oglin. Tribe of my tiny penis White. Come on, Asian, rolls the dice. Ofay, says Dr. Dostax. The correct answer is, oh wait, I put the wrong picture in there.
That's one more. But,
the race that constantly have their computers confiscated for this, White. The correct answer is White. And one person guessed Asian. It was a white dude. And look at him. That dude was seeing your dick. I know them kids.
Big ass glasses.
I know them kids so embarrassed when they seen that picture. Like, you saw my dick.
People so busy talking to little girls. Talk to little boys, too. Don't send your dick pic
out. You know what's crazy? He could have just been himself and requested the dick and would have gotten all the dick pics he wanted.
Of age.
I think he enjoyed the tricking. You know what I'm saying? He like, yo, I tricked this dude into showing me his dick. Like, this, I won. Because, you know, he didn't want me to see his dick, but I won because I did get to see his dick. And that's what matters the most.
Mm-hmm. I guess he did win.
You know, in the way that he matters.
He's probably somewhere on somebody's message board right now.
Lord.
Why won't this stop playing? All right, we'll do one more, and then we'll do story ratchetness and end it, okay? A Manhattan financial analyst went undercover to find out what was happening to her underwear.
Oh, okay.
And she nabbed her apartment's building super by using hidden smartphone camera to record him sneaking into her pad and then sniffing and swiping her lingerie.
Oh, shit.
The disturbing surveillance video captured via an iPhone app allegedly shows Jose Cadillo, 32, furtively entering Ashley Chase's East 55th Street apartment, so on September 5th, and he flips on the lights. After disappearing from view for about 6 minutes, he reappears holding a pair of her Victoria's Secret underwear to her face and taking a deep whiff.
Oh shit.
I hope he was getting these out of the drawer. Because mm-hmm. he liked the fabric softener.
Nah, you know where he got these from. Hamster. Got him in that hamper, dog.
Laundry, man.
You know he like his gently used. You know he wanted it lightly soiled. You know that. You know, yeah, I take him a good whiff, like
Or as Quita calls it, crotch crunch.
Mm-hmm. You want that crotch crunch, dog?
Oh.
So I don't. Yeah, what do you think he's doing for them 6 minutes, Justin? It's the real question, right? What took him 6 minutes to do that?
How many pair did he steal for her to be like, I need to go to the store and get some underwear?
Right, and I ain't been throwing my drawers away, so something's like, happening.
How greedy was he? He couldn't replace them or bring some back. Like, it was going to become evident.
He knew her size.
I don't want to think what he was doing, but everyone has theories, and I'm sure they're not good, Chase told the Post. Chase first suspected something strange was happening inside of her $1,875 a month fifth floor studio.
Here we go with the price of stuff again.
When she returned from a Labor Day trip to the Hamptons last year and couldn't find her purple lace bra. As time passed, a series of undergarments disappeared, including a black and gold bikini top, a tan bra, and at least three pairs of panties. I also realized at that point that underwear I had worn that week were in the dirty hamper were missing.
Oh.
Told you, Justin. You like them used.
I know one thing. I couldn't kick it with her. She is anal as hell about her underwear.
She be knowing.
It would take me a while to be like.
Shit. I know when shit gone, especially if it's one of your favorite bras. Come on, dog.
Yeah, that's true. Bras are different. Underwear depend on the underwear.
She was like, he took three pair of my underwear.
Women know that. Women know which bras make them titties right.
Right,
like they you have like
he took
bra.
The purple one. I love that purple one.
Right,
she like, was trying to set him out.
Once you live with a woman, you be like, yeah, she like that. That's her brown bra. Her favorite.
She was trying to set him out for her catch that she got up in the Hamptons.
Figuring it was an inside job, she borrowed an old iPhone from her sister and installed an app called Presence, which automatically activates the video phone camera whenever it detects motion. She then hid the phone on an end table within view of the front door. On September 4th, she was heading to Montauk for Labor Day weekend when she rolled down an elevator with Cedillo. About 10 minutes later, she got an alert that the hidden camera had been activated.
Damn. Oh, he walked into her car like a true gentleman.
Right. Let me get that for you. You're smelling lovely today.
Like a true gentleman.
You're smelling great today. Did you work out earlier?
I guarantee you he bent over and tied his shoes on the elevator so he could get a whiff.
He saw me leave. He saw me with my bag. He knew I was headed out. She concluded after viewing the video clip. Chase, 26, called the cops and Cedillo was busted for a burglary as a sexually motivated felony and petty larceny. Man, that's your landlord, too. Like, what are you supposed to do?
Right. And that's one reason why we got, like, an alarm. And the way ours is, you can lock it on the inside. You know, because a lot of places don't have that.
Let's not tell everybody our business. Paper filed in Manhattan Supreme Court says he copped to the panty raid. Admitting, I went in today to look around. I took a pair of panties. I left. I went downstairs. I sniffed them. I threw them in the garbage. Man, fuck you.
Throwing my expensive ass drawers. Because, you know, women drawers, especially you get the pretty lacy kind, can be highly expensive.
Well, from Victoria's Secret, we know they're high.
The Creep Super added, I went in another time a few months ago. I don't remember when. Chase's lawyer, Benedict Morelli, said, we already got Cedillo. And he's going to jail, but said Chase also plans to file suit Monday in Manhattan Supreme Court against Cedillo landlords Vito and Michael Sacchetti and the building manager TMS Management. Neither the Sacchettis nor TMS manager returned phone calls. Cedillo, who's free on $50,000 bond, couldn't be reached.
How much bond he out?
$50,000.
And he out as a, a building and superintendent.
Well, yeah, and I guarantee you've done this to women before in the past. You know, they just accuse somebody else or just, you know, replace their drawers. But she was like, nah, dog, you still in my underwear.
I can't believe he was throwing them away. I mean, that's... The thrill of the victory is claiming the prize, and he got the prize.
That's a good point. Anyway, guess the race of her. Oh, y'all thought it was gonna be the dude. Oh, Ashley Chase.
That name was too easy.
Yeah, what are y'all, crazy? Of course y'all know that he's Latino. Guess the race of the lady that was getting her draw sniffed.
Y'all need some help with contest clues?
Yeah, so I'm gonna actually wait a second and then see, because they all guessed, of course, Latino.
Right.
That has some good sizzle, okay. Too.
Yeah. White.
El Crasto.
Yeah, I saw those. Stay Mad Abby. Oh, Average Ass Abby. What's her name? Her name is Ashley Chase. Pantyless Becky. Whiter than the stains in her panties. Oh! Leonard Brothers, of course. Of course. East 55th Wall Street, white woman whose draw smell like oranges that he sold by the freeway. Whiter than the panty residue. Veronica Mars, white, non-Spanish speaking Latina. She hunky. High bell because the victim was a Becky. The original Victoria, her secret is out, white. The correct answer is white. She is a white lady. There we go. Couple of y'all did miss it though. Man, the audacity.
Right.
To even be like, yo, I'm going to sniff this woman's drawers. Throw him in the trash.
I'm more mad
he threw him in the trash.
No evidence, but you know, it's
DNA must have been all over them drawers, right?
Of course.
It's the only reason to throw them in the trash.
That's what he used to wipe up.
Right.
So that's why I was in the crime scene of her apartment.
Whatever happened to wearing her drawers on your head like a perfect gentleman and masturbating yourself and then putting them back like you're supposed to? Whatever happened to that? Am I old fashioned?
I guess so, sir.
He should have just left his calling card on her bed.
Maybe that's what it was.
He went to work the next day.
Right. Sniffing somebody else's drawers.
That's what I would do if somebody had a sword.
You know what else he did, Rod? He said he went like once a month.
Right.
To get her panties.
Yep.
There's something else that happens to women once a month.
Maybe that's the ones he liked.
Yeah, that's a nasty name right there.
First of all, there's nothing nasty about a woman having a period. That's
not that
natural cycle of life.
But the one he specifically want,
nope. There's nothing nasty about
that. I'm shaming.
He just wanted the most pungent ones. And it would make sense that if that's the thing that you're after.
I'm shaming too, and I'm a woman.
Well, Karen, we all know you have issues about your period, so, you know. I think we've listened enough to know. You don't even like ice cream named after period, so. I'm sorry that I have to be more modern than you about this.
You a feminist, too.
You didn't like the cup thing that women are using? You was against that?
No.
You was against the cup that came with the app, the smart cup, so.
That alerts you?
Yeah, you just anti menstrual cycles for some reason. St. Paul man slashes a woman with a sword. Speaking of blood, two friends were drinking and talking about God in the St. Paul residence when one got an evil look on his face, raised the sword over his head, and slashed the other. Jesus.
He gonna free that demon up out of here.
Yeah, man, you know, because I just feel like Jesus is the light and the way. You know what? I agree with you, man, and I feel like, you know, if it wasn't for him, our sins would not be able to be taken upon, you know, the mercy of God. Yeah, man. And I just, motherfucker! The devil in me, boy! Like, what?
What happened here?
I'm evil now! No! The 43-year-old woman sustained severe lacerations to her shoulder. The Ramsey County Attorney Officer charged Ryan James Richards, 34, with second degree assault. 2 years ago, Richards was arrested for shooting and critically wounding his own mama in the same West Side home where the sword attack occurred. Well, maybe it's the home.
I mean, they say you treat the woman you love like you do your mama.
Yep. How I always look for the same qualities in the woman you date that you would in your mother. And if that means shooting her, that's one of them.
Oh.
Richards was not charged in the 2013 shooting. I'm sure his mom wouldn't testify. He shot his mother accidentally thinking she was an intruder, they said. Intruding on the Lord. Police were alerted to a new case about 9:30 p.m. Friday. The victim, identified as CR in the criminal complaint, told police that her friend Richards picked her up at her residence. They went to Menards, a liquor store, and then to Richards' residence. The two started drinking vodka about 7 p.m. as the Lord would like. Suddenly, Richards changed. CR told police he grabbed a sword from the kitchen counter. What was it doing there? And said he would cut her. Richards raised the sword over his head with both hands and brought it down, the complaint said. CR tried to block the sword, and she was cut on the shoulder and wrist. Richards told CR to leave, and she did, the complaint said.
Damn, wait.
She walked about half a block to an apartment of someone she knew.
What? Why did he have to tell leave? Like, what was going through her mind that she was like, we gonna stay and work this out?
Slice, get out!
I just imagine the Samuel L. Jackson scene in Pulp Fiction. What he's calling the name of the Lord and vengeance is mine?
Yeah, he's like, and you shall know that my name is the Lord!
And then slice.
Police determined where
to work it out.
Richards lived and found... the path of a righteous man is beset. where Richards lived and found a blood trail coming into or out of the open back door. A preliminary breath alcohol reading showed Richards' blood alcohol level to be 0.257.
Damn.
Shit. That's over three times the legal limit.
He had a bottle?
They say they started drinking at 7 p.m. They must have been drinking vodka straight. Like, no mix, no chaser. Just vodka. The sword in Richards' kitchen appeared to have blood on the blade, blood all over the kitchen and back door. He didn't clean up. Richards told police he wasn't sure what happened, saying he had been drinking and he blacked out. And when told that he was charged with a felony, he seemed surprised and inquired about her injuries.
That's why she wanted to stay.
Well, she get cut.
Out.
She got cut on the what? On the wrist and the shoulder? By that bloody sword over there.
They got
and
my
the blood tracks
on it.
Yeah, with my fingerprints on. And the blood tracks at the back door? That's wide open? Damn, that's crazy. Nah, I was blacked out, man. I was so hammered, dude. Richards made his first court appearance and his bail was set at $20,000. Court records showed that he was convicted of DWI in Ramsey County in 2008 and 2010. In 2013, his then 66-year-old mother was critically injured in a shooting at her Robbie Street residence. She and Richards were the only ones home when he called 911 shortly before 5 a.m. and reported a disturbance and said his mother had been shot. Richards told police he'd been sleeping in bed when he thought there was an intruder and he fired his gun, accidentally shooting his mother. His mother backed up Richard's account, and after investigation, police closed the case.
What was she doing? Playing a prank or something?
Right. Surprise! It's your birthday! Bah, 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 bah!
How you back that story up? She getting ready for work at 4 o'clock in the morning, trying to catch the bus out to work. He out there shooting people.
Damn, bro. He must have been there listening to Lil Jon and shit.
He's getting crunk.
Yeah.
Stop watching them scary movies. Right. That you paranoid. You better stop watching The Exorcist.
Just kill it. Just slicing your friends up because you get drunk.
Watching scary movies and shit.
She's like, I know you said you brought me over here to cut, but I didn't think, you know, you said you want some cut up, not to cut me up.
Yeah, so that's not the same.
They took his gun for shooting his mama. It was like, well, I'm gonna keep me a weapon now. I need protection.
I'm gonna keep a sword.
We got a sword.
All right, man, that's it for today. Justin, thank you for coming by.
I appreciate y'all having me.
Hey, anytime. And of course, you guys can find us at blackouttips.com, 5-star reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. You guys know what Bullet Ball is now, in case you didn't before. Also, don't forget getbevel.com, code TBGWT, support our sponsors. And we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, may the force be with you. I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah.